about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Captain, normal Starfleet channel has nothing on it but static. I'm getting something on another frequency, but it's not Starfleet.
Put it on audio.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Hello.
I used to think flatulence was something to laugh about. Truth is, 300 million Americans a day expel gas through their anus. To learn more about flatulence, you can visit my ass.
Does Kevin ever show up for work? Does Kevin ever show up for work? He is such a stupid slob, he is lucky to have a job. Does Kevin ever show up for work?
And now...
Hi, this is Sonny Bono with... Tom.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, for the few people that got that, they're laughing their ass off.
It's been a while.
See, Sonny... Oh, never mind.
It's Kevin and Bean Show for a Wednesday, 1-800-520-1067. That is the toll-free number if you want to get in, as many already have today on Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. By the way, I'm very, very disappointed in myself.
Wow.
You guys have been disappointed in me frequently and for years, but I am now officially disappointed
with
myself.
You're not joining the ranks of people who are disappointed with you?
I am. I'm going to start a Bean Sucks chant today. That's how disappointed I am today. Because I didn't find out, and I haven't had the spot to bring this up since I found out about it. I didn't find out until late in the day that Monday was a holiday that I should have been celebrating, and I didn't even realize it.
Monday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, this past Monday. I'm watching the NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, and he does the story. And believe me, I was shocked and disappointed. I think maybe perhaps you will be too.
A big anniversary in the packaging business. Bubble Wrap turns 50 this month. And the last Monday in January, today, is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Come on, it was Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Where the hell was I?
Why did they do that in the news? Aren't there bigger things going
on? No.
Bigger than bubble wrap? I don't think so.
Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day?
Really? How about a little more on the history of bubble wrap?
No. It may be the best thing ever to come out of Newark Airport because it was on approach to Newark Airport that its inventor looked out at the clouds and got the idea for cushioning in the packing and packaging business.
So we're getting deep background on how bubble wrap was invented 50 years ago now.
See, my problem is as soon as they say bubble wrap, I'm moving on to something interesting.
Right. But isn't bubble wrap awesome? Don't you love it?
It is fun to pop.
It's super fun to pop.
Okay, it's not super fun, first of all.
It is super fun.
If you're not popping it, how much fun is it? You just talk about
zero
it?
Zero fun.
You would watch a story about it on the news. No way.
I find it incredibly useful when I'm trying to mail something that's potentially fragile, though. It's good in that way.
Were you doing that when you were watching the news?
No, what I was being bummed out that I didn't have a party hat. That's what I was being bummed out about. And bubble wrap.
Oh, fuck you.
By the way, they're already sold out for this year. A bubble wrap calendar that you can hang on your wall, and each day on that on that calendar, you get to pop a bubble.
Man, this is f***ing weak.
How cool is that?
It's not cool.
And while you never want to get trapped in a car with a 7-year-old with a piece of bubble wrap, it has saved many a vase and entertained many a child for half a century now.
Well, let me just say, I put a note on my regular non-bubble wrap calendar so that I don't miss the last Monday in January next year. Next year, there's going to be a party.
By the way, the last Monday in January. That dude, who did you say he was, the anchor?
Brian Williams.
Yeah.
From
so
NBC
not
News.
Interested in the story he's reading. So asleep.
Really? You think
so?
It's
like,
it's the last day of bubble wrap.
I sense enthusiasm.
No, there's no enthusiasm there.
They made
zero.
This human interest.
He's miserable. Anyway. He went home and said, you'll never believe what I had to read today.
Yeah.
I blew it, and I blame myself. All right, 1-800-520-1067. How about some calls? Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
It's So if you're looking for skiing and snowboarding stuff with price guarantees, the place you want to go is Doc's Ski House in Santa Monica, California, don't you know? Plus, we'll give you a pair of lift tickets to Mammoth Mountain and a Burton snowboard. All of that. How about that at 1-800-520-1067?
All right. Let's start with Jennifer. As this has some promise. Hi, Jennifer.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
I just came back from Italy about a week ago, and I had a super unfortunate experience. I had the fear.
The fear. The fear.
Yeah, travel is a terrible time.
Where were you when you had it?
I was in a nightclub in Italy.
In a nightclub?
I was with a super hot guy.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, they do shots of espresso like we do shots of tequila in L.A.
Right.
You know, they just drink it all day. And I was really having some gastrointestinal issues for about 4 days.
Nice.
And it didn't really occur to me. I thought maybe I just got a little stomach flu. I'm at the club, and it just hit me. I literally couldn't even make an excuse. I just had to run. I'm there. I was embarrassed to come out. So then when I came out, I had to pretend I was way more drunk than I actually was. I'm like, oh, I got sick.
Yeah.
I was drunk.
Well, I had to throw up.
Right. The only problem with that is that I was staying with him and his parents, who, thank God, could not speak English.
Oh.
But we're in very small compartments.
Yeah.
And it didn't stop at the club.
Rough vacation.
Yeah.
For those of you, those of you that don't know the fear, it's you absolutely can't wait to get to a bathroom. I don't think I've ever experienced that.
I had it in Spain.
Did you?
And I was staying in a dormitory.
Yeah.
Where the bathrooms were way down, like not in, and I couldn't, it was so dark, I couldn't find the door.
Right.
And we had a sink in our room.
Yes.
The fear.
The fear.
You are a delicate little flower.
You do what you have to do.
Sing. Wow, does that hurt.
All right.
My roommate woke up, though.
let's try Mason. Mason is calling on line one. Let's all remember that we have 2 weeks to fill. You know, Pro Bowl doesn't count. 2 weeks to fill between the NFC and AFC championships and the Super Bowl. So there's a lot of discussion to be had about football. Hi, Mason. You're on the air. What'd it do?
Hey, I wanted to get you guys' take on the coin flip still being used in NFL playoffs. I mean, they used it in the Saints and the Vikings game.
Yeah, they use it before the game, and then they use it before overtime, right?
Yeah, the overtime, I think, is still ridiculous for playoffs. What if, I mean, there's going to be two high-scoring teams in the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
And if that game goes into overtime, whoever wins the coin flip has a serious advantage to winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. I agree. It's the only major sport that doesn't give both teams the chance to compete in overtime. That's what you're saying, right?
Oh, it's ridiculous. Like hockey, they amended their overtime rules. They got the shootout at the end of regular season,
right.
And they kept the playoffs continuous running overtime until someone scores.
Right, but so what? How should they do it?
Well, they should do it. Don't they do it in college where they give you 15 minutes or something? They give you a quarter.
No, in college,
and you play till the buzzer, just like at the end of a regular game.
No, that's a terrible idea. Sudden death is
Why is that a terrible idea?
It will go on forever.
It goes on forever.
Sudden death is only, though, it's only sudden death, really, for the team that wins the coin toss.
Exactly.
That's the problem. I mean, just
if
like
both teams
just
have
like,
a chance. I mean, it's going to work out for the viewers, too. I mean, everyone's going to be upset.
Just like the Vikings didn't get a chance to, you know, to play offense in the game. Just like last year, I think the same thing happened to the Colts. They didn't get a chance to get on, you know, to get on play either.
You had a whole game to win.
So if you but it ends in a tie. So why not give both offenses a chance to take the field and see what happens in some sort of a time period?
Hey, Ralph. By the way, they don't have an advantage if they win the coin flip. Out of the four conference games that have been decided in overtime sudden death, the three that lost the coin flip have won the game
prior to
this weekend's game.
How about that?
And they are competing at the same time in overtime because the defense is on the field, too, which is also
right.
That
well,
team.
I said the offense should have a chance, though.
Well, then stop the opposing offense, and you will have a chance.
Both of these teams don't have very strong defenses, though.
Look, you're just trying to make football stretch out as long as baseball. That's not acceptable.
I agree with Mason. I think it's a lame ass way to decide a game. I think it's lame to wait for 3 hours to end in a tie and then have it end the way it does.
Well, go watch baseball.
With the current overtime.
We're fine over here. Thanks. We're good.
We got football handled. Don't worry about it.
But so do you disagree with the way they do it in college then? You wish college did it the same way as NFL?
Well, college doesn't play a full period. If you score, then the other opposing team gets the ball, and they get a chance to go down the field and score if they want to.
But it's just one chance
each. How is that not better?
Because it takes the defense out of the game. It means defense is meaningless. It means it's all about the offense, and I believe that the defense, if you put them on the field, should have a chance to stop the opposing team. That's how you play the game. It's just as important as the offense.
I'm with Mason.
Well, you're also with bubble wrap.
Yeah, so.
I'm definitely with bubble wrap. All right, thank you very much for the call. Let's try Ben. He's on line 4 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ben, thanks for calling. What'd it do?
What's going on?
I was wondering if you guys had any tips on how to get my parents less pissed at me, because I got a detention for taking out a sleeping bag in the middle of English class, and now they're really pissed at me.
Why did you take out a sleeping bag in the middle of English class?
I thought it would be fun. Plus, me and my teacher have this little rivalry where we try to make each other have kind of the weirdest faces.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
So why did you have a sleeping bag with you at school?
Because I brought it so I can make him make a weird face.
So you brought a sleeping bag to school so that you could take it out of English class so that you could have him make a weird face.
Yes.
And in response for that, he gave you detention.
Yes.
So I'm thinking maybe only one of you is playing this game.
Hmm.
I'm thinking he's not finding it as entertaining as you are.
Well, he laughs most of the time, so.
Yeah. Yes, Mike.
Ben, listen to me, all right? What you need to do is, you've already got detention, so that's been settled. So you tell your parents, look, I'm really sorry, but look at it this way. I'm not a bad kid. I'm not, you know, graffitiing or beating kids up or vandalizing school property. I'm just the class clown, and at least I'm showing some level of creativity and imagination with the stuff that I do. I mean, I know, I understand.
Will that help? Would that work with your parents?
I think so. Yeah, I mean,
I'm showing some imagination. Wouldn't it work with mine?
Ben, you're in trouble. There's no doubt. You're already in trouble, so just swallow that pill. What I'm saying is try to point out the fact that you're really not a mean or bad person, that you're just trying to be creative and fun and have a good time at school, and maybe that'll lessen the punishment that you're getting from your parents.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Yeah. And if that doesn't work, get them drunk.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Ben. All right, strange question, but
yeah.
Thanks for
is
the call.
Ben going to be trouble as he gets older, or is he going to end up being okay?
Oh, trouble, no question. He thinks everyone's playing the same game as he is.
Look, it's no fun for him now, but it won't be long before his parents are laughing about the fact that he took a sleeping bag to school and rolled it out during English class. I mean, it's pretty funny.
It's awesome.
It is if you're not his parent. I don't know. I would find it funny, but most parents wouldn't. Yeah. I'll tell you that. They wouldn't go, oh, creativity, good for you.
Nope.
Good times. Keep doing what you're doing, man. That's what I say.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
There's a school district in California that is trying to edit the dictionary because they do not like some of the words that are in it. They don't want their kids to be able to look up words that are in the dictionary.
God, no.
So they're voting on like which words need to go, which words need to stay.
Or whether the dictionary just goes altogether.
Right. And I find it interesting that anybody uses the dictionary anymore.
Well, that is a good point.
You can find anything you need online in 5 seconds.
Yeah, I think it's impressive that they even go to the dictionary.
I think if you're in a classroom or in a library, though, you may not, you know, be allowed to be online whenever you need to. So it might be a little more convenient.
Highlights from American Idol. We have
Freak Show last night.
Awesome.
Freak Show.
That's what we like about the early ones.
They were at and I'm not just talking about people who are bad singers. They were at the Rose Bowl in L.A., of all places, last night. And it was the scariest group of contestants you've ever seen.
Awesome.
Everybody was Dua Veed.
Awesome.
Our crazy listener who married the mannequin. I mean, it was really creepy.
That's my show right there.
There's a lot of, do you want to leave on your own or do you want to leave with security? There was a lot of that kind of talk going on last night.
All right. We're going to talk about dating deal breakers. We have a Kevin and Bean instant request. We have Levi LaValle, who is going to try a double backflip, hopefully, on a snowmobile at Winter X Games.
That sounds wise.
That doesn't sound good.
No, I think that's the guy making a good decision.
And we'll give you a chance to qualify for that trip to Milan, Italy, to see Muse. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbizbee next.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Boy, Linkin Park, man, they come at you, don't they? First thing. How about that? I didn't see him as the musical guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, but I did TiVo, and I'll be watching later on today. Silver Sun Pickups was on. They're coming up next year on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, some Red Hot Chili Peppers, Muse, Foo Fighters, and more. Hey, it's Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. Hi, Ralph.
Hey! Say something. What do you do if you're Snooki? What do you do if you're the situation? And MTV says...
You resign. You take the money they're offering.
MTV says, all right, we'll give you $10,000 an episode, as opposed to the $5,000 that we still have you contracted for. But we're going to be magnanimous about it. We're going to give you $10,000 per.
I would say thank you very much.
Pass the tanning oil and, and the hair gel, right?
Yeah, right. $10,000
See you at the gym.
Yeah. Reportedly, they're balking. They're balking at that offer. Balk, balk, balk.
Are they all hanging together still? Or
still hanging together. Or they will most surely hang separately. Meanwhile, MTV apparently is looking into other Guidos.
Good.
Yes, do it. Do
just
it.
Just in case.
Cut them loose.
They get they don't get wise at any point soon, and they will just simply come in with a new Jersey Shore cast. So we'll have to wait and see how it happens. But
you guys are with me. There's nothing special about the situation or Snooki, right? They're,
no.
They're completely replaceable.
You can find 8 20-something Italians to drink by swinging a dead cat anywhere in Jersey.
But they are exceptional a-holes, and I don't think you can find that anywhere.
But they're not unique a-holes, Kevin.
No.
Trust me.
But they're exceptional.
Having grown up in the South Jersey, Philadelphia area, those people are a dime a dozen. And it's not to make a pun of it, but it is the situation that they put them in that makes that show. If you get any eight douchebags and ply them with alcohol and set them at the Jersey Shore, you're going to get a certain amount of entertaining douchebaggery.
By the way, I don't think Ralph was that guy growing up, but I think he was friends with that guy.
No,
that type of mook.
No, not me. I was
really.
Yeah, that was the South Philly crowd. I didn't run with them. I was in a different part of the city, so I was mostly amongst.
Were you preppy?
No,
no.
We're sort of just the working class, but we're mostly Irish and Jewish in my neighborhood.
Okay,
which is an odd combination, but Philadelphia was very. Compartmentalized when it came to its neighborhoods. You know, everyone, certain ethnicities lived in certain areas of the city. So I really didn't have a chance to run into them until I sort of went to college. But
then you were.
But when I went down to Jersey, I would go to the Jersey Shore every summer. That's where we vacation. Oh. You go to the Jersey Shore in that area. And so you'd run into those people everywhere. And I took a few swings in my time.
Sure.
I can see a little bit of myself when I watch them fight on the boardwalk.
for
nothing. Trust me, they're out there. Plenty of them. MTV's got plenty to choose from.
Did you ever have a Snooki?
I did, actually. Not to her horrible extent.
Right. But, not an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. But there was a South Philly girl that I was fooling around with in college for a short period of time there in Philadelphia.
Fantastic.
Who came up to me on graduation day at college. When I was talking to my parents, she motioned me over and she said, "I'm not wearing anything under my graduation gown." I said, "My parents are right here."
You needed to know that. That's all right.
She was a girl, and one of my early dates with her, I saw these marks all up and down her spine, like scabs.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, this looks like rug burns almost. She was like, yeah, they are.
That's what it is.
So apparently, the week before, she had just been being
worn out
across the rug at her parents' house before I went out with her. So
wow.
She was a good time.
Excellent.
Good old Maria. All right, let's talk about vampires, shall we? Can't get enough of them. And apparently, Universal's bringing back the granddaddy of them all, Count Dracula. Mm. Blah, blah.
Again?
Blah.
What's the angle this time?
Blah. They're rebooting their classic monster franchises. They've got The Wolfman, of course, coming out in February.
That looks great.
With Benicio Del Toro, which looks awesome.
Yeah, it really does.
Somebody reminded me when I went to see the Pee Wee Herman show the other day that Benicio Del Toro played the dog-faced boy in Big Top Pee Wee, the second Pee Wee Herman feature where he goes to the circus. In the circus sideshow, Benicio Del Toro is the dog-faced boy, and he's got hair all over his
face.
Bizarre. I mean, he looks like The Wolfman in
that
movie. Yeah, it's very funny. So they're bringing back Dracula. Dracula Year Zero is the name of the feature. They're rebooting the franchise.
Year Zero, though, that's just a placeholder until they can come up with a real
no,
name?
No, I believe that's the actual title, oh. Kevin. You know who they're talking to? To star
Keanu
as Dracula?
Keanu Reeves, I hope.
No.
No.
Sam Worthington.
Boy, he's the go-to guy these days, isn't he?
Avatar star Sam Worthington.
Mm. I think I can see that.
Having a conversation with him playing Dracula.
Gary Oldman was great in it.
He was great.
But Keanu Reeves ruined it.
Yeah. The movie wasn't as good as Oldman was.
Right. It is interesting that Dracula is the original movie vampire, or close to it, yet they're going to have to work hard to distinguish themselves from all the other more recent vampires now, because it's going to look like, to many young moviegoers, that they're jumping on the bandwagon.
I guess Nosferatu was sort of the first big movie vampire.
Right.
But Dracula was the one who sort of set up all the romance and the sexuality of the character and that kind of stuff, so... We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll see if they can break out or not. Speaking of movies, yesterday I read the list of the Harris Poll's top 10
TV stars in America?
Yes.
Well, they did the same thing with movie stars.
Okay.
And today they're releasing their top 10 favorite movie stars in America.
This is the likability factor?
This is from the Harris poll. They would call up a random sampling of Americans, what they hope to be a true cross-section, and would say, who's your favorite movie star? And the numbers are in.
All right.
I think you might be surprised. I'm going to go from 10 to 1 because I think you'd be surprised by number 1.
Okay.
Number 10, favorite movie star in America, according to the Harris poll people, Julia Roberts.
Okay.
Okay.
She doesn't make a lot of movies anymore.
She doesn't, but no.
But she's still a fave. Morgan Freeman, number 9 on the list, especially with his granddaughter.
Very popular with her.
Meryl Streep, 8th.
Yeah.
Now, this blows me away, but it happens every year. Number 7. John Wayne.
Don't say it. Come on.
John Wayne.
No. Again, that just tells you who they're polling.
John Wayne, and you will pry my gun from my cold, dead hands.
These people haven't been to the movies in 50 years.
John Wayne.
How long has he been dead, Ralph? 20 years?
At least.
Better. 30?
Yeah.
Let him go, people. He just wants to go. Let him go.
And it's not like there's been a John Wayne revival and he's hot again. I mean, you can only see his movies on that Western Channel. I mean, that's about the only place they ever play anymore. How are these people still even bringing him to mind?
He was
a
great American.
This is not a cross-section, a good cross-section.
He was a Green Beret. He was a cowboy.
None of that. He was just an actor.
He was Attila the Hun. That's all you need to know.
40 years ago.
George Clooney, 6th on the list.
I would have put him at number 1.
Only 6th?
Tom Hanks, 5th on the list.
Only 5th?
Sandra Bullock, 4th on the list.
She had a great year.
Denzel Washington, 3rd on the list.
This is a great list, except for Wayne so far.
Johnny Depp, 2nd on the list. Who do you think America's favorite movie star is? Number 1.
Well, my number 1 in my head.
Not on the list. Will Smith not in the top 10.
Wow. Number 1 in my head when you first announced it and I've been waiting for is Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Not on the list.
All right.
I got a guess.
Yes.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry, not on the list.
That
was a good guess. Oh. I'm just happy to see America hasn't sunk that low.
Yeah, well.
Angelina Jolie fell off the list this year. Harrison Ford not on the list this year.
Well, he's dead.
He's not dead. He's fine.
Number 1 movie star, someone we haven't mentioned yet.
John Travolta or Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt, we mentioned already, not on the list.
On the list.
John Travolta, not on the list.
Tom Cruise can't be on the list.
Tom Cruise, not on the list. It's going to blow your mind. When
someone
you
young?
No.
Woman or man?
Someone not young.
Someone not young.
Not quite John Wayne, but in that
really
in that realm of you've got to be effing kidding me.
Leslie Nielsen.
Yes, it's Leslie Nielsen.
Marilyn Monroe.
How about that basketball game? No, not Marilyn Monroe.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Nope. This person is still alive, but just barely.
Man or woman?
Man.
Man.
It's a great party game. I didn't think you'd have this much trouble with it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of names, but I think they're all dead.
Clint Eastwood?
Doesn't
Clint
matter.
Eastwood. Oh. Psycho Mike came up with it. Clint Eastwood, number 1 from the Harris poll as America's favorite movie star. Still today, Clint Eastwood.
Huh. How about that?
How about that?
Are they looking at him as a director? This is just
as an
actor.
Movie stars. This is just movie stars. Wow. People on the big screen, Lisa.
Look, we found out yesterday with the TV stars list or shows list that it's the CBS crowd, CBS television crowd that they interviewed for this poll.
Yeah.
So,
although Denzel's number 3.
Yeah.
And they don't usually cotton to the blacks.
So there had to be some brothers answering the phone from the Harris poll people. Today's celebrity birthdays, James Cromwell, very talented character actor, probably best known for starring in Babe. Remember the movie with the talking pig?
Oh, yeah.
70 years old today. Mimi Rogers, the first Mrs. Tom Cruise. She is...
Bell? No Bell? Bell?
Not anymore.
Yeah. Sort of a Bell? No?
Nope.
Okay.
Her Bell days are behind her. She's 54 years old today. NFL commentator Chris Collinsworth, or as I like to call him, the ostrich. He is 51 years old today. You see the neck on that kid?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a neck.
It's not natural.
It's a lengthy, lengthy neck and a giant Adam's apple.
Yeah.
About the size of his head. Looks like he's got two heads. Bridget Fonda, the actress, is 46 years old today. Actor Alan Cumming celebrates his 45th birthday. Rapper Tricky.
Yeah.
Tricky's 42. And our good friend Patton Oswalt celebrates his 41st birthday today. And I know Patton listens to the Showbiz Beat from time to time. Happy birthday, P.O. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You know, a few minutes ago, Ralph was talking about how the situation in Snooki and all the Jersey Shore cast members are holding out for more money. They're being offered over $100,000 to go basically spend the summer at the shore and get filmed by MTV. I mean, huge money.
Yeah.
Certainly
well beyond what they could make doing anything else, because I've seen those kids. They don't have any other talents, right?
Mm-mm. Snooki has this talent.
If one thing leads to another, I'm not going to tell them to get off.
She has that.
Oh, come on.
She could do that for a living.
She's not going to make that much money doing
that's
that.
True.
I'll
that's very
you.
True.
Not with all that self-tated going on. So we had the situation on the show, and he told us it's just pandemonium wherever they go. Remember the two things that we walked away from with that interview? One is that everybody loves them. They never get a single negative word said to them.
And on
everybody
that,
loves
on that
them.
Note, he said that it's when he goes, it's mall closing time.
Yes.
And this number two, it's mall closing time. So thought
number two for me was no one ever said a negative word at all to him, and I kept asking him that. It didn't make any sense. But we got an email from a K-Rock listener, Jason.
Okay.
And Jason is on the phone with us now. Hi, Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, listening.
Hi, Jason.
Thanks for joining us, Joe. We appreciate you listening online from St. Louis, Missouri, of all places. What are you doing out there? You used to live in Southern California, right?
Yeah, I went to anesthesia school in L.A., and now I took a job out here after I graduated.
Oh, okay.
Dude, anesthesia, that's the field of medicine to get in, right? I mean, that's the big, big bucks.
I guess.
He's got loans to pay off for the next 50 years.
He's miserable.
There is that, too. Well, you think he sounds depressed now. Wait till you hear about the email that he sent us, Lisa. Where did your where'd your girlfriend drag you to the other night, and why?
Well, we were just downtown St. Louis. It was just me, my girlfriend, and a couple of friends from college. And we ran into a few of my girlfriend's friends. And she said they were going to this club to see the situation. It's called 15. So we went down the street and we went right in. And
so
I
the situation in. From Jersey Shore was doing a personal appearance at a nightclub in Missouri.
Yeah, St. Louis. And so we just walked down to this club down the street, and I just walked into the most chaotic, out of control environment I've ever seen. He was like in a dance or in a booth overlooking the dance floor, and I just saw a sea of screaming girls and.
What?
Like bedazzled Christian Audise and Ed Hardy shirts.
Good.
Trying to get to see him, and I was just like, I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. And after living in L.A., I've seen every list of celebrities in clubs, and nobody has ever attacked anybody like this. Crazy.
So it was like...
screaming for him?
Women are screaming. It was like Brad and Angelina were there, and people just could not get close enough to them, right?
But I've seen Brad Pitt at, in Springfield, and because that's where he's from, over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And people give him more respect and privacy than what they did for the situation.
Well, the situation doesn't want privacy. He wants that to go crazy.
Yeah, nor does he command respect.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So what does the situation do at a nightclub? Does he just sign autographs, or does everybody say hey, everybody say ho? I mean, what's his job there? Yeah.
They just put him up. They just introduce him and his little entourage have guys that you can only imagine that are equally bad as him just trying to reap the benefits of his 15 minutes.
Of course,
put him up on this little booth, and they just stared at him, and girls, I mean, he would take pictures, and he was, like, taking his shirt off, and it was pretty, you know, it was pretty horrible.
Of course he was taking his shirt off at a nightclub. Why wouldn't he, right?
Exactly.
So, how do you feel knowing how hard it was for you to go to medical school and how hard you're working in your crazy hours to know that the situation is probably making more money than you are this year?
Yeah, that's true. I know. But if that's what it takes, I don't know.
You're good with that?
You can have it.
Yeah, I
just
agree.
I can't imagine. Look, we interviewed the situation because he's popular and we thought our listeners might enjoy hearing from him. But if I were to run into him on the street, A, would I recognize him? Probably not. But B, if I did, would I have any interest in talking to that dude, spending 1 minute of my time in the company of the situation? I mean, what would the point of that be?
Find out about chicken cutlet night? Come on.
I just don't get it. I mean, I can see. I was listening to Ralph yesterday, and I guess he said there was like 8 or 9 episodes, but I've seen maybe 3 or 4.
Right.
And I can see the humor in some of their antics, but I just don't understand like how these guys with such like grandiose delusions, and they're so narcissistic, how like they just caught on. And you guys were saying yesterday that their ratings are higher than The Hills and really popular shows like that. I just can't.
And they get a ton of dough for making these appearances?
I don't see how they don't go, wow, are we the luckiest people in the world?
Well, I know, yeah. But I think they all realize that this is going to be short-lived. I mean,
I hope so. God, I hope so. But as Lisa pointed out a couple days ago, there's no such thing as 15 minutes of fame anymore.
No,
I mean, you still see Omarosa on TV. I mean, once you hit in a reality TV show, it seems like you don't go away anymore.
Yeah, that's your job.
There'd probably be a Jersey Shore apprentice or something.
Yeah, they'll do Survivor Jersey Shore.
Well, King of Mexico told me that they're hiring the cast of Jersey Shore. The New Jersey Nets are hiring the cast of Jersey Shore to come out at the basketball game tonight against the Clippers, if you can believe it. I mean,
one more reason I don't like the Nets.
Okay. Exactly, yeah. I mean, it's just crazy the kind of money. I mean, the list that we've heard, I mean, thousands of dollars to show up at a nightclub like that one in St. Louis and get treated like you're a human.
Yeah, they are also they're headlining in Vegas. I saw online last night.
What's headlining? What do you mean headlining? You mean they're showing up at a nightclub?
DJ, the Pauly D guy.
Yeah.
He's a DJ, and I guess he's playing in clubs in L.A. and Vegas. And
you guys, unbelievable.
They've already made their way into like the L.A. culture. There was an interview, and the situation was saying that he was hanging out with Kevin Conley, the guy from Entourage, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Unbelievable.
At one of the clubs in L.A. So,
all right. Like,
they totally infiltrated the whole...
Time to drink the Kool-Aid, people.
Yeah.
We're out of time, but I have to close this interview. And Jason, thank you so much for contacting us and coming on the air. We know you're very busy out there doing doctor stuff. But here's how Jason ended his email about running in with the situation. Now I know what it felt like to be at the Great White Concert in Rhode Island when the club caught fire. The worst decision I've ever made, going to that club with the situation.
Wow. Good times.
Thank you, Jason.
No problem.
Take care.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, why is it you want to send Dave the King of Mexico straight to hell? Why have you run out of patience?
Yeah, Kevin's on the list. Single me out. I think Lisa's on board.
Sure.
We're all
Everybody
there.
Wants to beat the hell out of Dave? Why? Yes. Dave's so harmless and innocent.
He's not. He is a lying douchebag.
I am the best guy ever.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lie in there.
Here's the thing. Tell us about your windshield wiper policy.
Don't need them.
Don't need them.
They're on every single car.
Don't need them, Lisa.
The manufacturers.
They're completely unnecessary.
They're part of what...
Yeah.
They are the appendix of auto parts.
Unnecessary auto parts.
You know, they don't put stuff on cars.
Yeah.
Automatically.
When the car was
really
first invented, how was those windshield wipers? How were they? Oh, wait. They weren't on them.
Right. They didn't have seatbelts either, Dave.
And then
And then they realized they did and put them on.
No, they didn't. They didn't need them.
No, they didn't?
Yeah.
So that's
not how
they came about.
Did you watch that movie with Greg Kinnear? It was all about how he tricked them into.
Here's the thing.
Putting on
how he came up with a great idea, and all the major three car companies stole it from him because it was such a great idea, and they needed it.
I like
that's
your
what
example.
That movie was about.
Yeah. I like your example.
We saw
better.
Different movies. Then.
Your example of him tricking them is a much better.
So Dave's theory is that we're all suckers if we're buying into the man making us use windshield wipers when we drive. Now
Dave doesn't use his windshield wipers when it rains and he's driving.
Right.
Yeah.
It has been raining a lot the last few weeks in Southern California. It's been in a very unusual weather system going through with the El Nino the last few weeks. And everybody has been out driving in the rain. So I guess around the room, you guys have all tested out Dave's theory, even though you knew that it was bogus. You tested it out anyway.
Yeah,
right?
Here's my
opportunity. Would my driving be any better if I didn't use the windshield wiper while the rain was coming down on my windshield?
So I turned
and off. I knew what the answer was, but I wanted some empirical evidence anyway. And after about 30 seconds, I said, I'm going to die.
Or I'm going to kill someone.
Right. I'm going to crash into someone, and I will be maimed or will maim someone else.
And you cursed Dave.
And I immediately put my windshield wipers back on so I could see in the rain while I was driving.
Yes.
The windshield wipers are like the air conditioning. It's good to have, but unnecessary. If you don't have it, it's okay.
Okay.
You don't need it.
Yeah. But you know, in the summertime, I don't drive around without my air conditioning on either.
Yeah.
You know why? Not dumb.
Look,
has it. Makes it easier.
Unnecessary.
Why do you hate the windshield wipers?
I just don't use.
Do they bug you?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Because they're moving? What?
You know, it's, even if you have it like on the low setting.
Right.
Every once in a while, just be like...
Yeah, that can be really
annoying. That's what they do. They wipe the water away from in front
of you. Yeah, but you don't need to because you're driving. The water washes away anyways.
No,
you're driving
a
rocket sled? I'm just saying, you're driving at least, what, 70, 80?
Right.
But, and the water gets off your windshield wiper
anyway. That's fine if there's...
You don't need it.
That's fine if there's one single sheet of rain, but it keeps coming down.
Yeah, it's constantly.
And you're constantly moving.
This
so
is
the
LA.
Wind just pushes it back.
You don't drive 70 or 80 all the time on the freeways either. I had an
experience. Especially when it's raining, by the way.
Yeah, I had an experience where I had to drive for an hour And my windshield wipers had just broken. Like, one just went off the side of the car and they wouldn't move. And I had no choice. I had to go. It was a nightmare. I was squinting, trying to see through the drops. And
I thought, you don't have awesome eyes like I do. When I come home,
if it's dark and raining, I'm not going. I can't drive in the dark with the rain without windshield wipers.
It's really treacherous.
Yeah, so, but that's Lisa May.
So Ralph and I tried it in the last couple of weeks. We tried it the last couple of weeks just to test it out. And Mike, I'd like you to give us your impression of Dave when we said, oh, yeah, we tried it. And he said, oh, no, not during the day.
We said, it doesn't work, Dave. It doesn't work when you do
it. Well, no, because the glare from the drops, the little rains on
he couldn't come up with the word drops, so he said rain drops.
No, you can't do it during the day because the glare, the sun on the little rains make it hard.
Yeah, I can't deny that. I'm only suggesting
that we drive at night quickly with the windshield wipers off.
And I'll say, if you drive fast enough, then. You know,
do you ever get off the freeway, Dave, when it rains? Are you ever driving in the rain when you have to get off the freeway? What do you do then?
What do I do then? Not really. I mean, I live close to the freeway and I work close to the freeway, so, you know.
All right, let's talk to Kevin B. Lester Rob, please. He is on line one. This is shocking to me, but there is one person out there who wants to stand
up. There
are
many people out there.
Yeah.
There's one call.
Hey, Rob.
All right, man. I don't know about Dave, but I drive with him off pretty much 75% of the time when it's raining.
Why?
Doesn't matter if it's night or day. Well, like,
Wait a minute. Dave says it does matter if it's night or day.
Because of little rains?
No, he's tripping.
He's tripping. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't need it either time.
No, I just pay attention to where I'm going. I focus on what I'm looking at. I turn my defrosters on so that shit's not all foggy.
Right.
Isn't it what you're looking at?
The water on your windshield?
The rain on the windshield?
No, like you said, if you're traveling at a decent speed, the wind's just blowing it right off.
Right. But there's other drops coming behind that. What's wrong with you people?
Wipers are getting in your face, you know, getting in your way.
Those massive windshield wipers, they have to be 3/4 of an inch wide. How can you see past them?
No, you've seen those crazy people, got them cranked up to 11. The things are flying back and forth in their face.
Right.
No way they can see what's going on.
Yeah, that's just worse. God, that's worse than the rain.
You know what the problem is? It just dawned on me is that you're a little retarded and you're easily distracted. That's what it is. You see the movie windshield wiper and you're like a cat playing with a ball of string. You can't focus.
Maybe. How about if we take a call from a professional driver, somebody who does it full time?
Oh, okay.
Oh, and he just hates driving then.
How about that? Charles.
Yeah, Dave, you're a crack.
You drive all day long.
Drive all day long, and last week in the rain, when it was raining profusely, if I didn't have my windshield wipers, I would have died.
Yes, exactly.
I agree with Ralph and everyone else.
Because you can't see.
I wish you would have.
Exactly. Wow. I agree, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, because you need windshield wipers to see when it's raining.
Unnecessary.
Thank you for the call.
Absolutely necessary.
Oh, my God.
What's going on here is Dave is taking a position that he knows he's wrong on.
I agree.
But he refuses to admit, hey, guys, you've all gone out and tested it, and I'm wrong. He refuses to admit that he's a flat earth guy at this point.
Been doing it for years, still alive.
In face of all the evidence to the contrary, Dave refuses to admit that he's
still alive. I'm here.
That'll change.
Don't even need tires either. You can just slide on the freeway just on the axles.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to the Showbiz Beat, I have tickets to give away to the Ultimate Wave Tahiti, brand new IMAX 3D film featuring Kelly Slater, one of the legendary surfers of all time. It's at the California Science Center IMAX Theater. It's happening Monday, February 8th in downtown Los Angeles. If you'd like to go, caller number 5 right now, 1-800-520-1067, wins the tickets.
6:55 now.
Hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Yes. You know, it's funny. Have you seen the photos of Marilyn Manson recently?
No. I don't think so, no. Looking good?
He's got to have a salad or two.
Really?
Oh, really?
He needs to get on a treadmill.
He's always been super, super, super skinny.
Yes, and now he's like fat. Which is funny with the makeup and the contact lens in one eye and, ooh, I'm so goth. And he's like, it's like he just got another Derwinter schnitzel when he had a chance. Yeah, it's hilarious. People are spreading these photos all over the internet because they can't believe how much weight he's gained recently. And it looks, you kind of can't pull off the goth rock star thing unless you're sort of skeletal.
Yeah.
Right. If you're just a fat guy with makeup, then you don't look so good. In fact, apparently, so many people are talking about his weight gain. He's having to change his stage name from Marilyn Manson to Anna Nicole Manson.
He's being forced to do that?
Forced to do it.
Wow.
The music commission has stepped in.
Wow. Spoken.
Yeah.
Yet he takes that fat body to bed every night with Evan Rachel Wood. That's what's happening there, right?
Why do you have to ruin everything?
Why do you, have, just to,
why do you have to put your stink all over things when we try
I'm
to
I'm not
talk
putting
about
any
things.
Stink on it. I'm just saying how unfair it is. I mean, Marilyn Manson at his best, you shouldn't get Evan Rachel Wood. But if he's a fat, blobby Marilyn Manson, clearly she's way out of his league.
It's probably the happily in love fat.
That's what it is. Yeah. She's probably a good cook, and he sits at home, and he eats the Doritos and watches Snooki in the situation. No, he doesn't feel nearly as angry.
It's hard to picture him in his personal life, isn't it?
Or maybe
it
he really stopped is. Things that was contributing to his weight loss.
That could be.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know what you're referring to.
I don't either. Jessica Alba.
Is a
thrift shopper. Believe it or not, really? You wouldn't think of her as being so, but she told Us Weekly magazine that most of her house is furnished with couches, tables, and lamps that she got off of Craigslist. Imagine someone coming by to get your couch out of your garage that you're selling on Craigslist, and Jessica Alba rolls in.
Yeah, I would put everything else in my house up for sale on Craigslist.
Hey,
each day.
You need anything else?
Come
what
on back.
What are you looking for? Got a whole house full of furnishings.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird.
It is weird. But I like her more now.
Because she does that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes it a little more regular for me. Paul Abdul, back in the news, believe it or not.
Speaking of not regular.
Yeah, TMZ says that ABC is courting her to be one of the judges, not the judges, to appear on Dancing with the Stars. They want her to compete.
Hmm.
She used to dance, but isn't
she? Yeah,
she
was a dancer choreographer for many years.
I think she has a terrible back. I don't think she could do that.
Doesn't have such a good front either.
Yeah, well, I know. That's true. It's a good point.
Well, look, she's going to take the pain pills anyway. She might as well do
allegedly.
Something to earn them.
Sure.
You know, maybe actually get some real pain. Look, if a deaf broad can dance on that show, Paula Abdul can dance on that show. A little back pain. Whatever.
Right.
Dance,
well,
woman,
I'm
dance.
I'm a choreographer, and I think you did really good.
All right.
Apparently, Simon Cowell's also talking to her about being the judge on his new X Factor show.
That's smart.
Simon and Paula back together again on the X Factor. I think that would draw a lot of eyes to that show.
Is he going to try and single-handedly end American Idol so that this one takes over?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I read an article yesterday. I had no idea, but X Factor pretty much spelled the demise for Pop Idol in the UK, which was the original version of American Idol over there in England.
Interesting.
Once X Factor sort of took the nation by storm, Pop Idol got canceled. So maybe he's got a plan.
If you have Simon and Paula together, mm-hmm. it's pretty much
American Idol,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Only you get the benefit of not having an age cap of 28 or whatever. You can have older people,
you can
too.
You can have groups, too, right?
And some groups, yeah. And then Susan Boyle shows up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then you go, whoa.
Looking all sexy. I mentioned yesterday that the first of the porn parody films based on the Tiger Woods debacle is being released this month. Tiger Has Wood, it's called.
Yeah.
That's not very good.
Coming to the people from Wicked Pictures. Well, you knew this would happen. There's going to be a long line of these films. Adam and Eve Productions has just announced their new film called Tyler's Wood.
Tyler?
Tyler's Wood, yes.
How's that?
I guess they're afraid to use the word tiger for fear of being...
That's terrible.
...being sued.
Come on, what happened to the porn industry?
But
they
the
used to be very creative.
Does star Tyler Knight, one of their stars there, so I guess that's why. But apparently, it's the film runs over 2 hours, by the way.
Wow.
Shows Tyler Woods with his multiple mistresses, and apparently you can see it on adamandeveondemand.com if you don't want to wait for the DVD to be released, if you're really eager.
No
to
one
spank
going
into
with
the tiger story.
Yeah, right. No one going with the 19th hole because I—that's the porn title I've been waiting for.
Maybe get
it's
to work
a golf
on that
term for what they do after they finish the round.
Right.
What happened?
Time for Bean to go. You got to play him off. Them Crooked Vultures is going to do a U.S. tour next month.
Awesome.
But don't get too excited. It's three concerts.
That's not much of a tour.
No, it really isn't. Other than Coachella in April, which, of course, everyone's excited about seeing them play live there. February 8th, New York City's Roseland. They're going to be playing it there at the Roseland Club. Fillmore in Charlotte, North Carolina on the 10th of February and the 11th of February, the Tabernacle in Atlanta.
Okay.
That's it. That's their tour.
Well, they don't want to push it, you know. You got to be careful when you're on the road
like
that.
You got John Paul Jones, Ringo, George, whatever his name is. he's like 100. How many dates can he do? Seriously, you don't have that choice. Let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Patton Oswalt, one of our favorite comedians, is 41 years old today. Singer Mike Patton from Faith No More.
Yeah!
He's 42.
Wow.
Alan Cumming, very talented British actor, is 45. Bridget Fonda celebrates her 46th birthday. NFL commentator Chris Collinsworth, formerly a wide receiver for the Bengals.
Sure enough.
Yeah, that's what he used to play. 51 mm-hmm. years old today. Mimi Rogers, actress and former Mrs. Tom Cruise, is 54. And James Cromwell, very talented character actor, turns 70 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday, the day after American Idol. Highlights from last night's show in a minute. Coming up, an instant request from a Kevin and Bean listener. We also are going to find out what dictionary is being banned and why. By the way, banning the dictionary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
I know,
right?
It's
right?
Absurd. I know, right?
Also, we got a winner X Games 14 athlete for you. Comedian Kevin Nealon on the program today and dating deal breakers. So this is the part of American Idol, Kevin, that you've got some patience for because they talk to the worst singers in the world. They show very few of the good singers. There are a bunch of people in each city who are being put through to Hollywood, and then they'll compete on their way to becoming the American Idol.
But I'm out. As soon as the bad singers.
Yeah, right.
I'm out.
The vast majority of the people who show up are terrible. As you would expect, in a crowd of 10,000, there may be, 20 who can sing. So last night, they were in Los Angeles, California. They had auditions for two nights at the Rose Bowl. And it was a freak show.
Love it.
I don't know why in particular it was a freak show, but you can go one of two ways. Either there were a lot of crazy people who thought they could be on TV, and that's why they came down and did it, or there were people who were just mentally ill, and they got through the screening process. But first one we're going to hear from is Neil, and the worst thing that ever happened to Neil, he's a big, big-haired, sweaty, goofy, dorky guy who the worst thing that ever happened to him is he found out that he's really, really smart. They told him he was smart.
Oh, no.
And that, I think, has destroyed his life. Listen to Neil.
I've got an IQ of 168. That makes me a pretty smart guy. I'm a big geek. I read books all the time. I'm way too into computers. I have like 1,000 little hobbies. I am into music. I am into dancing. God, you name it. I'm probably into it.
So what probably happened is they told him he was smart, therefore he thinks he's good at everything.
Yeah.
Like whatever he wants to do, he believes he's capable of doing. Music, it seems like he has a particular passion for.
In my heart is the love to perform, the love to touch the souls of others, to exhilarate, to exultate, to exult in what it is to be human, to be vulnerable, to have strengths and weaknesses and passions and loves and hates and everything bundled up inside until you can let it out.
Don't you want him to shut the F up?
Oh, F you.
Well, Neil was not a very good singer.
Really?
He tackled a Meatloaf song, and he is the first of several contestants on last night's American Idol who had to either be escorted out with security or threatened to be because
Excellent.
He was convinced that he needs to go through to the next round, and he was absolutely not going to leave.
You've been through the fires of hell, and I know you've got the ashes to prove it.
Okay, Neil. How do you think that went?
I like the way I sounded. I really did.
You actually do, don't you?
I do.
Yes. I don't think you're suited for this business, Neil.
I think you're wrong, personally.
No, I know.
You're very wrong. Honestly, if you want to help me, send me ahead. I am not leaving, okay?
No,
I'm not
Neil.
Going anywhere. I'm
Neil,
sorry.
Neil, you
Simon,
are leaving.
This is my dream, man. This
you are leaving. You're
I'm not going anywhere. I'm sorry.
All right. Here's my favorite thing that I've seen in many seasons on America Idol. He's convinced, by the way, and maybe he's one of these guys who believes if you dream it, you'll do it. He's projecting ahead that he's going to Hollywood. He
right.
can't accept any glitch in that plan.
Right.
So here's what he tells Simon.
Neil, you're not going to go through to the next round. So
I
you've
am.
Got to have a reality check here.
Simon Cowell, there is no reality but what we make for ourselves, man. And I am going to Hollywood.
Well, he was soon to be escorted out.
Then buy yourself a bus ticket, mister.
Exactly. Wow. He is not, in fact, going to. But the only reality is the one that we make for ourselves.
That's true, by the way.
All right, here's Crazy Austin who shows up, and he is, he's got to be at least trisexual. There's nothing this guy won't have sex with. And he is a walking, talking sex machine, and he comes in, he's super, super skinny guy, and he is channeling Mick Jagger from the 60s, basically, is what he's trying to be.
Okay.
And he believes that everyone will fall in love with him. In fact, he knows that he's a one-of-a-kind contestant for this show.
I'm the kind of guy who would bring people on the stage, and I wouldn't care if people touched me. I don't think there's anybody on American Idol that's sexually ever been like me.
All right, so he's going to sing Surrender by Cheap Trick. You've heard the confidence that he has walking in. Let's hear how he sings and hear what he sounds like on the way out.
Mother told me, yes, she told me, I need girls like you.
And I have no idea what his accent is or why he sounds so affected, but check out what he does with Surrender.
She also told me, stay away, you'll never know what you'll catch.
Jumping up and down.
I say your mommy's all right. Daddy's all right, they just seem a little weird. Surrender,
dance is
surrender, but don't give yourself away.
Thank you.
The kind of dance where he ends up on the floor, where he's doing the splits and whatnot.
Right.
He's just crazy. And again, not taking rejection very well when he does not get put through.
I mean, Katy Perry and Cher DeGuardia like lit up. They were like, this is what I like. This is sex. The real man came in here. And Simon just, something about it, he couldn't handle it.
That's
Simon couldn't handle it because a real man came in.
Is he crying?
Yes, he's crying.
And Simon couldn't handle it because he was too much of a real man.
Too much of a real man, right?
Wow.
One of the great things is just the people who, I don't know what they're hearing in their heads, but they cannot sing a note. And there were a bunch of those last night. Here's some highlights in a medley of American Idol Los Angeles.
All by myself. And it
ouch. This is maybe my favorite guy, best song I've seen auditioned in a long time, too. I think you'll enjoy.
Randy, it's a note.
No.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kicks were fast as lightning.
I don't need you. It's still. Then there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You make me just feel like crying.
There's another guy forgetting the words.
Whoa.
I can't believe I just did that.
Damien.
Sadly, I really did just screw up about as badly as I could have expected to.
Damien, you should just go.
On my way.
Okay, at least he took it well. At least he understood that a lot of people forget the words yesterday.
But does he think it was because he forgot the words, or does he know that it's because he's a crappy singer?
I don't
good
know.
Good question, yeah.
You just have to guess at what percentage of these people are just trying to get on TV by being really bad.
Probably
I would
more
guess,
and more every year.
I would guess it's more and more every year, yeah. I would guess
but
it's...
But you have to be... you got to be more than just a bad singer to get on
right,
TV
you have
anymore.
To be
because there's so many of those.
Right,
exactly. All right, we got one more. This is AJ. And in many ways, we were hoping when Adam Lambert was so successful on the show that it would encourage more rockers to come out, because that's something this show has been sadly in short supply of. It's been so much pop and R&B, very little rock on American Idol, which, Kevin, I know is one of the reasons why you hate it. So the good news is Adam Lambert came in second place last year, so maybe some rockers will show up. But the bad news is everybody who thinks they're the next Adam Lambert also shows up, and that's a very difficult act to pull off. In fact, this guy has gone so far as to get in contact with Adam Lambert, and let's hear what he said.
I am a big fan of Adam Lambert. I recorded a demo and I shopped it to him, and he got back to me and he had nothing but fantastic things to say about my voice, and I took it all to heart and I brought it here. Knowing that he heard me sing really, really helped my confidence in my vocal ability and whatnot.
All right, so he's walking in there pretty confident. He's got Adam Lambert's hair. He's got Adam Lambert's outfit. He's got Adam Lambert's makeup. He's another one of those guys, but let's see if he's got the chops.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? Oh, the cult of personality.
I wish you could see this guy, by the way, because he barely opens his mouth. He's trying to sing Living Color, Cult of Personality, but he's doing it through clenched teeth like this.
Like Mussolini or Kennedy. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. The cult of personality.
Thank you, AJ.
Thank you.
It sounded like you'd gone to the dentist about 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
with about a ton of anesthetic in your mouth.
He's another guy, by the way, who just couldn't imagine that they weren't going to put him through. He was so convinced that he had Adam Lambert's blessing and he was going all the way to Hollywood. So another round of very bad singers. By the way, the President's State of the Union address is tonight, but wisely, he is not preempting American Idol for it. So you're still going to get American Idol at 8, and then the President comes on at 9. So there you go.
That's a 1-2 punch I'm not going to watch either of.
Coming up in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we'll talk to a school district that is interested in keeping knowledge out of the schools. I think that's an interesting approach. Also, we'll talk to our Winter X Games 14 athlete for you, dating deal breakers, and funny man Kevin Nealon, all straight ahead. That's a that's a lot of show. That may be too much for one Kevin and Bean program,
yeah,
I think.
I think so, too. First, though, Victor Fuentes, our favorite 911 call in a long time. I mean, this dude really eclipses even the woman in the Carl's Jr. drive-thru or whatever. It's not making her hamburger right.
Fire department operator 75, what's the address, please?
16121. Hello? Hello?
I'm here. What's the address? I'm waiting for you to tell me.
16121 Harris.
Is it a house, apartment, or business?
It's a house.
In what city?
In Compton.
What is the cross street at the corner of Harris Avenue?
Alondra.
What's wrong right now?
I don't know. I just want them to take me to the hospital, and that's it.
How old are you?
I'm 19, homeboy.
19 years old. You're a male?
I'm a male, motherfucker.
What happened to you?
I fell down. I want them to check my head or my finger because I'm kind of cut.
You fell off of what?
What?
What'd you fall off of?
Stairs. Too much information and man.
Well, we need to get the information so we know what ambulance to send.
Bullshit.
You been drinking at all tonight?
What?
Have you been drinking at all tonight?
A couple.
All right, listen real carefully. We're on the way out to your house at 16121.
Yes. Hey, you don't got to bring all that siren and just come like quiet and
okay.
And pick me up and that's it. Turn to a Memorial Hospital.
That's where you want to go?
Yeah, just let me. I got insurance and all that piece.
Oh, fantastic. They don't think they'll really care, though. They'll try to give you the best help they can.
All right, Holmes.
You having any trouble breathing right now?
Hell no.
Okay, good. Do you have any other injuries? Yesterday, you said your hands are cut up.
My lip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you have any severe bleeding, like a real bad bleeding, or is it?
My finger.
All right. Is that under control now?
Yeah.
Okay. How about broken bones? I feel like you broke anything.
Yeah, I feel my hand. I can't move my fingers and
just try to sit still and don't move your hand at all because we want to x-ray to make sure it's all right. All right. How about amputated parts or impaled objects? Anything you cut off or anything still sticking in your skin? Like a piece of wood or glass or anything like that? Any nausea or vomiting? You think you're going to throw up at all?
No.
How about pale, cool, or sweaty skin? Like are you going into shock?
No.
Okay.
Like going to sleep and
Well, sit there with the phone right now and wait for us to get there to help you out. If anything changes, just call us right back, okay?
All right, listen.
What's your name so we know who we're looking
for? Victor Fuentes.
All right, Victor. We'll be there in just a moment.
All right, listen.
Bye-bye. Fire department.
All right, there you go.
Look, I understand 911 operators have a script, but don't you think the guy would lead if he had amputated parts? Right? He would lead with that? He would bring that up before my hand hurts?
I have a 2x4 sticking in my stomach.
I forgot
to tell you about that.
Yeah. So, Victor Fuentes, since we've been playing that 911 call, has become a little bit of a folk hero. But I understand you have an email from a listener who would like to hear more from Victor.
Yes. Dear Kevin and Bean, after hearing the 911 call of Victor Fuentes, I thought it might be great to hear Victor talk to your friend Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So that would be a Kevin and Bean instant request.
Instant request.
All right, so first let's say hello to Rudy. Hi, Rudy. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
What's up, dog? Hey, how you doing, Lisa May? What's up?
I'm good, Rudy.
And Victor Fuentes, are you there? Can you hear us okay?
Hello.
All right.
Good.
Rudy, meet Victor. Victor, meet Rudy.
Hey, well, Victor, what's up, man? I hear like Kevin and Bean told me you live in Southern California, fool.
Compton.
You live in Compton. All right, well, what's your address?
16121. Hello.
Hey, chill out, fool. Chill out, man. Hey, do you like the Raiders?
No.
Well,
what?
Do you like the Cowboys?
No.
Do you even like football, fool?
No.
Damn, man, you sound kind of mean. Have you been drinking?
Couple.
Oh, man. Hey, speaking of drinking, dog, they got this new Budweiser that already has the lime mixed in it, and then it all has like chili peppers in it. It's pretty bomb, dog.
So much information, man.
Hey, man, chill out, fool. You're being kind of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, like, well, I'm going to be in town. I'm going to be near Compton. You feel like going to a club or something?
Feel like going to sleep and
damn, man. you kind of sound like a bitch. Are you even a guy?
I'm a male, motherfucker.
You know, to be honest, though, you're kind of funny, fool. So, like, maybe we can hang out a little bit later.
All right, home.
By the way, my memory is, like, crazy. I've been smoking a lot of weed. What was your name again?
Victor Fuentes.
All right, fool.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds
nice.
Like offensive.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 738.
You know, we're so used to the hay. They're kind of mixing it up there with a woo at the end. I don't even know how to handle that. All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Riverside County is a county in California. Most Southern Californians know it as a place that you drive through on your way from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. But they actually have some good people out there, and they have the Menifee Union School District making nationwide news this week, Kevin, because they decided to pull dictionaries from the school shelves because of some of the not age-appropriate definitions therein.
The dictionary.
Which is, a dictionary, yeah, which you think pretty much is you put all words in a dictionary. It's,
right.
It's what you do with them that counts. But we wanted to find out more about the story, so we did ask producer Alex to line us up somebody from the Menifee Union School District. And I believe we have the spokesperson of the district on the phone. We're very excited to talk to Betty Cadmus. Hi, Betty. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
It must be so crazy for you and your, you know, day-to-day activities down there at the school. You probably don't expect to be doing interviews all over the country, but this has really turned into a pretty big national story, it looks like.
Well, why limit it just to our country? We've gotten some calls from Canada and Great Britain as well. So, actually, I just want to kind of make a quick correction.
Please.
Only one school had the books in their fourth and fifth grade reference library classrooms. And I have big breaking news for you guys.
Yes.
The committee that was reviewing the dictionaries did have an opportunity to meet yesterday as per board policy whenever there is any kind of challenge material.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they have determined that the dictionaries that were pulled temporarily will be returned to the classroom.
Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And in addition to that, there'll be alternative dictionary that is also already in the classroom available for the kids. Permission slips are going home so that folks that might have an objection to the Merriam-Webster's 10th edition collegiate dictionary, they'll be able to opt out of having their kids use those. So, you know, we've got
okay.
The dictionary.
All right, Betty,
there.
Betty, hang on a second here. Help me understand this, because I haven't been following the story as closely as you have. What objection can parents have to a dictionary?
Actually, there were some folks growing concern among the parents that there may be some what they would call age inappropriate passages in the dictionary, and there's a very clear board policy that says whenever there's material that's being challenged, a policy has to be followed,
right.
And so we just followed the policy. We had quickly put together a review committee of principals, teachers, and parents from across the district. They met as quickly as they could, and dictionaries going back on the shelves as quickly
now,
as they get the permission slips back.
How many things did they think of? Because I got to tell you, we found a lot of words in the Merriam-Webster dictionary that I was surprised by.
Well,
for example,
we're proud of you for being diligent and using the dictionary. actually, you're right. There are lots of words in the dictionary, but you know we just followed that process. And,
all right. Now, Betty, how old are fourth and fifth graders?
Fourth and fifth graders would be 9, 10 years old.
Okay, so that's the age we're talking about. So is the concern, is it mostly sexually related terms? Is it that you don't want them to be able to have access to look at the word vagina? I mean, is that the kind of thing we're talking about here?
Well, we don't determine that. The governing board doesn't determine that. Whenever there's challenge material.
Is that what the parents were challenging, though?
The one that they were challenging that said in the story was oral sex.
I can only hear one of you at a time.
Sorry.
What was the question?
Oral sex is the one that was offensive originally.
Actually, in the Merriam-Webster's 10th edition dictionary, oral sex is not in the dictionary.
You know what is?
Cunnilingus.
Which I was surprised that was in there. I really was.
But they'd have to know that word first to look it up. Who uses that word?
Did you review?
Fellatio.
That's
well,
it.
I believe that is in there.
They are?
And parents will have an opportunity to have their kids. With internet access, we send home a permission slip. Parents, you know, there's a variety of things that can be found on the internet.
That's what.
Well. So we'll send home a letter to that particular site's fourth and fifth grade parents so that they can have an opportunity to opt out of using this particular dictionary as it does contain those passages.
You know what's sad is those parents apparently don't have dictionaries at home. That's kind of sad.
That's because it's online. That's my question.
I guess, doesn't everyone have a dictionary at home?
I don't think so anymore. You don't need it. You have online.
You have an old one, right?
No.
Betty, we were talking about this. I mean, you're lucky if your fifth grader looks up oral sex in the dictionary, because if they type in oral sex on the internet, if they Google that, they're going to get way more than just a 3 or 4 word description of what it is.
Yes. I absolutely agree. And have actually done that myself to see, you know, what would happen if you look it up on the internet.
Yeah. Betty's a goer.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Proudly,
Betty is a goer.
Yeah,
you should try typing in
chili dog.
You should try
typing
that in. Yeah,
or dirty Sanchez.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
come
I don't
on.
Think the fourth and fifth graders need to know about the
I'm
dirty
saying,
Sanchez.
Oh.
Cleveland
steamer.
Right. All right.
I don't want to know about that.
Look,
rusty trombone.
Those are in the dictionary. I'm just saying that we need to
hot hey, Carl.
Hey, Betty. Did any of the parents complain about words like fart? Is it only sexual that they're concerned about?
There were words of a sexual nature. And actually, last night we had a governing board meeting, and we had a absolutely zero parents coming forward to address this at our governing board meeting.
Right. That's because they didn't know
donkey punch was in there.
That's a terrible
I don't think the donkey punch is either.
Screaming.
All right.
Porpoise.
Right.
So it sounds like the drama has subsided a little bit out there in Riverside County. You've managed to, the school board has managed to come up with a decision that makes everybody happy, which is if you want them to have the unrestricted dictionary, they can. If you want something a little tamer, that's available too, right?
And actually, it was the committee that came up with that solution, not the school board.
All right.
Okay.
Take it easy. We're not a tech.
No, I love Betty now that I know she spends her time looking up words in the dictionary. Betty Cadmus is the spokesperson for the Menifee School District in Riverside, California. Betty, thanks a lot for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed talking to you.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye now.
Rusty. Trombone.
Hey. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:53.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. What are dating deal breakers? Alex has a person in her life who will never approach a woman taller than him. For instance, deal breaker, instant. Doesn't matter what else is great about the chick; she's taller than him. He's not interested.
Coward.
That's the type of thing we'll be talking about next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we'll talk to a winner, X Games athlete, in a minute. Right now, Rob's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday. What's going on, Rob?
All right, really obvious penis.
That'd be like a deal breaker for
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even a hidden one?
If she can, like, tuck it, then I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I can be led to believe anything.
I want to give you a heads up. If you'd like to come and see Mr. Adam Carolla and myself and Dr. Drew and comic legendary actor Dave Koechner and a bunch of other funny people, Adam is doing his live podcast. He's doing a series of those lately. They've been going over really well. We're doing one in Hollywood this Saturday night at the Legendary Improv Comedy Club in Hollywood on Melrose. If you want to check it out, there's a show at 7:30 and another one at 9:30, and I'll be doing them both along with Adam Carolla. So you can go to improv.com for more details and to buy tickets, and I recommend you do it because tickets are actually selling out. So.
Hey, too much information and shit, man.
It's going to be a good time. I heard you guys talking about American Idol.
Yes.
I think Bean did a great job with the clips of the losers that were auditioning last night, but he may have missed out what my favorite part of the entire show was, which was that Katy Perry was one of the guest judges on the show.
Oh, yeah. Could she have looked any yummier than she did last night?
Why do you have to use the word yummy?
Why do you have to retard everything up?
What? I'm just saying, she did. She looked fantastic.
That's
gorgeous.
A word a 13-year-old girl uses about
I got it in Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
Wow.
Oh, you're so horrible.
You can't go with hot. You can't go with attractive, beautiful. None of those adult words you got to go with yummy?
Hey!
I thought she did it. She did a great job.
We're speaking to you.
Hello.
But just when I thought I couldn't love her anymore,
yes,
it turns out she also hates Cara DioGuardi.
Oh, that's the judge you hate.
This is the one I hate.
All right,
and she hated her all last night. She was totally going at her all night long.
I like it.
And I was like, this is awesome. And I brought in some clips so you can hear it. It starts off very sort of slowly, like a snowball rolling downhill. You can see it like building momentum.
Right.
This is the first clip where she just sort of disagrees with Cara here.
Because you're hot and you're cold.
Just
a yes or a no.
We didn't say yes or no yet.
No, we did.
We're doing it now.
I thought it was good.
He's not ready for it.
So she kind of slaps her down there. But then you can see it just building in intensity with this clip.
I feel like we should just say yes.
Well, I don't feel like we should ever just say yes. I think.
Well, I feel bad.
Well, don't ever put someone through because you feel bad.
Ooh,
she told me.
And now Kyra's starting to feel the vibe, and she's starting to bitch and moan about the fact that Katy Perry keeps slapping her down in front of everyone.
Because she's the judge, not Katy Perry.
Exactly. Yeah. She's just the judge, but Katy's taking it seriously and thinks what she's saying is stupid.
Right.
So, Kara keeps making little puns about Katy's music throughout the show. Like, are you hot or are you cold on this person? Did you kiss that girl and like it?
It's bean comedy.
It's totally bean comedy. And Katy Perry's had an ass full of it about halfway through the process. Listen to this.
I kissed the dolphin. I liked it.
This up. I'll have to throw my Coke in your face.
Yeah!
All right.
Now it's on.
I watched that show.
Now it's on. And Randy and Simon are so thankful Katy Perry is there because finally someone's unloading and all the stupid things she says, and they're totally backing up Katy Perry. This is sort of a longer clip, but you hear Kara go into one of her patented BS, stupid, pompous reviews of someone.
Right.
Where she talks about, she hear it in this clip, she goes, "We'll look back on this audition and we'll go, wow, because you have a story." This guy, we went to like a bunch of foster families growing up. But she goes in this long tirade about why all the pain he's been through and everything. And just listen, once Katy starts bagging on her, Randy and Simon are like just jumping
in.
Yeah.
Chris, you're one of my favorites today, if not my favorite. Mm-hmm. And the reason is that I think that we may look back at this audition and go, wow. Because you're the kind of kid who has just enough talent and just enough of a story and pain and stuff that you've gone through in your life to really connect with it. And I think you're only going to get better.
This is not a Lifetime movie, sweetheart.
Yes, exactly.
Katy,
you know what? He has an amazing story.
He has an amazing story.
And that's what I was trying to tell him.
But you have to have talent. Everybody has amazing stories.
That's right. Yeah, amen.
Katy Perry.
Wow.
Yeah, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it was awesome.
She's the best.
She is. She's perfect. She's perfect. Except for that whole Russell Brand thing.
Except for that big misstep.
She's really perfect. Great show last night.
She's yummy.
Keep going.
Tila Tequila in the news. TMZ.com reports that Tila announces she's pregnant. And she is willing to prove it for the right price.
What?
She will take an ultrasound.
Yeah.
And post the proof, the prenatal pictures, to the first tabloid that ponies up the right amount of money.
Is this her way of getting out of paying her medical bills?
I don't know.
Probably.
Who could be more despicable than someone's trying to sell their fetus,
unborn child,
to a tabloid?
I guess whatever publicity she was getting over after killing her fiance, I guess now that's subsided.
I don't think so.
So she's whatever happened with her.
I don't think
so. She's figuring out, what else can I do that will get attention on me?
She keeps throwing this baby thing out.
She's done this several times and it's been BS. But this time she says she's got a prenatal pic, an ultrasound picture, and she's taking bids now from tabloids. Whoever ponies up the most cash will get the chance to break the Tila Tequila's pregnant story.
But her female fiance, Barry Cold. So when did she do this exactly?
Well, maybe it's one of those rare egg pregnancies. Sometimes that combo
What
works.
If everyone says, we don't care if you're pregnant? What about that?
Yeah, what if no one bids?
That would be awesome.
I think she would kill herself.
That would be great. And Bob Dylan's headed to the White House.
Yes.
After all those years of protest singing, Dylan's going to headline a celebration of music from the Civil Rights Movement.
Oh, there you go.
See, it all ties in.
Yeah.
Back to the 60s. It's happening at the White House for a PBS special. The concert's happening on February the 10th. It'll air a day later on PBS. Smokey Robinson, Natalie Cole, Jennifer Hudson, John Legend, Morgan Freeman, and Queen Latifah will all be participating as well.
Wow, one of those is not like the other.
Bob is the whitest guy there. That's for sure.
Only white guy.
He's not
going
to sing, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh,
the times they are changing.
No.
Today's celebrity birthdays. James Cromwell, very talented character actor, is 70 years old today. Mimi Rogers, actress and the first Mrs. Tom Cruise, 54 years old. TV commentator Keith Olbermann is 51. NFL commentator Chris Collinsworth is also 51 today. Bridget Fonda is 46. Alan Cumming, British actor, is 45. Mike Patton from Faith No More. They're playing at Coachella this year, right?
Yeah.
Faith No More. 42 years old.
Saturday night, I want to say.
And Patton Oswalt, our buddy and comedian. He is 41 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, where it is one of our favorite times of year because it's time to talk about the Winter X Games.
Yeah, like that's a real thing.
It's a real thing. In fact, Winter X Games 14 begins, believe it or not, tomorrow, going through Sunday in Aspen, Colorado. You can look for it nightly on ESPN and ESPN2. Please check your local listings. We're very excited to welcome an X Games athlete, a former gold medalist, Levi Lavallee, joins us on the phone. He is a pro snowcross racer. If you haven't heard of that, you're about to learn something about a fascinating sport. Hey, Levi, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Doing great, man. Thanks for joining us. For folks who are not familiar with snowcross, tell them what that encompasses.
Well, snowcross is basically like motocross, but on snow. You know, it's just a section or a track of whoop sections, triple jumps, rhythm, you know, the whole deal like that. So basically imagine a 450-pound machine flying through the air 100 feet or so and pounding through rhythm sections.
Those are
basically what snowcross is.
Those are 450 pounds, a snowmobile?
Yeah, basically just imagine being strapped to your refrigerator and doing backflips with it.
I don't see that happening, to be honest.
Now, how long have they been doing the snowcross at the Winter X Games? Not since the beginning, right?
They started doing snowcross in 98, so they've done the snowcross the longest, and then they've added different snowcross events over the years. You know, the next event to come was the hill cross, which is basically a drag race up the hill through some jumps and whoops and stuff, which no longer exists, and now they have the freestyle. They have the next trick, which is, you know, the best trick, and then they just added a new event called Snowmobile Knockout, which is kind of similar to the Moto Step Up, where you're trying to out jump the other competitors. So it should be a pretty fun week.
Now, last year at the Winter X Games, you did the double backflip on the snowmobile and landed perfectly, except for your body came off of the snowmobile. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, like that was you know, it would have been nice if I would have tried using that downslope. You know, they built that big, beautiful downslope for me to land on, and I overshot it completely and landed on the flat and got rocketed off my sled. But
yeah, that
I was
seems
just happy that I was able to walk away from that one.
Yeah, are you still the first person that's tried the double backflip on the snowmobile in competition?
Yes. There hasn't been anyone else to give that a whirl yet. It's I tell you what, it's by far the scariest thing I've ever done, and you know, I'll high five anyone that wants to try, because it's pretty gnarly.
But technically, you didn't land it last year.
No,
so
definitely
you should
did not,
probably do
you know,
it again then this year. That's what I'm saying.
What my game plan is, I definitely want to try doing the double flip again. Like, my goal is to just land one of them right away from it and never do another one, because it's so dang scary. Like, I just want to close the book on it and be like, all right, I'm done with that. Leave me alone.
It is scary enough that no one else has ever tried it in competition, which does seem like there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to do.
But one of the things that we've learned about crazy double backflips, for instance, thinking about, you know, Travis Pastrana when he did his, you know, in the X Games, is that becomes the jumping off point to everybody that follows. Because once you accomplish it successfully and you get the medal for it, everybody else is going to do that. Plus, you know, it doesn't end there once it gets done one time.
But it ends there for Levi.
Right.
Because you're the first one to do it, right?
Yeah, the biggest thing is, like, I just kind of, I set a goal, like, last summer. I was like, hey, you know what? I think, you know, I can do a single flip. In the right circumstances, you should be able to do two. And that's where I might have bit off more than I could chew.
Yeah.
But fortunately, we were able to figure out, you know, how to get the rotation. And like you said, it's just a matter of time before someone will be doing, like, you know, a one-handed double backflip or a something even crazier. That's what's so cool about, you know, X Games and just all these different extreme sports, is it's just the progression just never stops. It's like there's always someone ready to step up and try something big, so it's kind of neat to watch.
And it's one of these sports, though, that is so nerve-wracking, because you really don't know how bad it could go.
Oh, yeah.
And there's real danger there, and we've seen a lot of X Games athletes get hurt trying that kind of stuff. So I can understand your reluctance to do it, and you want to walk away, and just say, that's it for me. I did it. Next. Next up. Now, when are you? Yeah. What events are you in and on what days?
I'll be in all four of the snowmobile events. Tomorrow night, I believe, is the freestyle. And then Friday we have the best trick. And then Saturday I have just practices. So nothing on TV that day. But then Sunday we have both the snowcross racing and the new knockout event. So I got a pretty busy schedule ahead of me.
So Friday night is the next trick. That's the double backflip attempt, maybe?
No double backflips for me this year. I got busted up this summer, broke my heel, and I've been having a little bit of a tough time with it still. But I'm able to, you know, get out there and ride and do my thing. But I know that falling out of the sky like I did last year would not end well.
right.
My foot is right now.
Yeah.
This is Levi LaValle, by the way, that we're talking to on the Kevin and Bean Show, pro snowcross racer, talking about Winter X Games 14, which starts tomorrow through Sunday. So this is probably the biggest weekend, I imagine, of your year. But this, your sport has grown so much that there's quite a tour schedule. I mean, you're kind of on the road with this a good bit of a year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, X Games is by far the biggest event for the snowmobile industry, but we do have like a great racing series that we run. You know, it's a 9-stop series, and it goes pretty much from Thanksgiving weekend all the way till close to the end of March. And we're about midway right now. We're 4 races in, and we'll do X Games, and then I leave for New York right after X Games.
Wow.
for another race. So busy schedule ahead for sure.
Good times. Listen, check out Levi's website. It is Launchin' Levi, L-A-U-N-C-H-I-N, Levi, Launchin' Levi. And you got all sorts of video and sponsor information and everything about the sport. It's a great website. And Levi, we will definitely be watching you on ESPN and ESPN2 this weekend at the Winter X Games 14. We got our fingers crossed. Don't get hurt. Win some medals. And thank you for talking to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, man, thanks for having me out, you guys.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. While you were enjoying the Sublime record, or maybe just hearing the Sublime record, I was listening to Psycho Mike try to explain to a group of youngsters who the Fat Boys are. That's how I was spending my morning.
Seriously.
Well, that happened. That. No idea.
All right. I'm glad producer Alex has joined us because she is still out
there.
Sure?
In
the...
Sure,
yes, I am, as a matter of fact. I love Alex, and Alex is out there in the dating world with friends who are in the dating world, too. And we always, you know, every time we do a singles party, and we have another one coming up very soon here, we'll be telling you about shortly here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we always hear how tough it is to hook up, how tough it is to find that special someone or someone. And part of the reason is perhaps that people have too many deal breakers. People are willing to write off a potentially really great person because of one thing that they think in their mind they can't get over.
Well, they also
am I right about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have deal breakers on things that don't matter. It's not a deal breaker on, oh, I want to marry somebody who's Catholic like me, or I definitely want children. It's a deal breaker about, you know, the color of their hair.
Yes,
or
exactly.
Or what kind of shirt they wear. It's stupid.
Or they have a tattoo, Dave the King of Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, I would not date a woman with a tattoo. That is a deal breaker. So you had a situation that somebody came up with one of your friends. I was very surprised to hear this.
Yeah, I was yelling at him. He's a very attractive brother, and he's probably about 5'7", so mm-hmm. He's not that tall for a guy.
Right.
But he said he will not even approach a girl if she's taller than him. Won't even buy her a drink, won't even talk to her. And I'm thinking that negates 50% of the people.
Pretty much most of women.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, but what if she's really cute and she's into you? You could be, you know, the Tom Cruise, she could be Katie Holmes, it could all work out great. And he's
right.
Like, nope, won't do it.
Wait, that's working out great? Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes?
For Katie in about 5 years when she cashes out.
Yeah. I have always admired that Tom Cruise has no trouble dating women much taller than him. I think that's admirable because that takes confidence.
Well, for him, it's impossible to date people shorter. I mean, he really is about midget size.
That's true.
But Alex, your friend, what if, you know, Heidi Klum or somebody like her was single and available? I mean, who's otherwise an outstanding potential mate? Just he wouldn't even give her the time of day just because she might happen to be a couple inches taller than him.
He might give her the time of day because she's Heidi freaking Klum, but I don't think he would – it wouldn't occur to him to even talk to her or approach her unless she initiated it.
Really?
Yes, he's retarded.
Well, that's dumb.
Especially you might have a deal breaker or something along those lines.
AIDS. I don't know.
All right.
I mean, seriously, I think we're just really hard on people, and everybody's got their issues. And look, if you don't live at home, if you've got a job – you know, if you have your own car.
That's it.
Speaking English,
that's
maybe
fine.
If you
have
to. Well,
honked up teeth. Can't do it.
Honked up teeth.
Can't do it.
Mm.
Because you look at their mouths all the time.
Yeah, that's true. You can't. It's not something you can ignore. I have heard Psycho Mike in the past say that he has. Tell the story about the deal breaker date that you went on with the date who you couldn't stand to eat with, Mike.
And then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067.
I went out with a beautiful. I'm not just saying this. Girl was stunning, and she was really nice. I worked with her at the time, and we got along really well. Everything kind of pointed in a positive direction, and we went out to dinner, and I sat down with her, and she ate like a damn barbarian. I mean, chewing with her mouth open, talking while she had mouthfuls of food. And I, not only is that a deal breaker for me, I actually got up and left. I got flustered, and just I didn't know what to do, and I got up and left her there.
Did you pull the? I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And I just come back.
I didn't say anything. He just left.
Yeah, I was really.
Really?
I was really high on drugs. It was a bad time of my life. And I went, and I walked and I went to a bar that was nearby where my friends were, and I never, like, talked to her again. And she was really pissed at work the next day, but I didn't know what to say.
Here's what I love about you. You're on a date with a girl who can't use a napkin, yet you're high as a kite, and you don't think she has a problem with that?
Well, I rip, though. So
you do rip. That's true.
Now, again, we're going to go to your calls in a minute here at 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for deal breakers. You will not date a person if. And the smaller the deal breaker, the more intrigued we are by it. For instance, Kevin, when your wife inevitably leaves you, and we all know that's going to happen.
Sure.
And you're single, and you meet what you think could be the next Mrs. Kevin, and then you find out she's a Red Wings fan.
Oh, yeah.
Out,
can
right?
Can you do it?
Can't do it.
Can't do it?
No. You've said in the past, that's absolutely 100%. There's no room for negotiation. You don't care how hot she is.
Nope. Can't do Detroit. Pistons fan? I'm out.
All right. Let's squeeze in a couple calls before the break because we got some great ones already. Jennifer is on line 2 on the Kevin and Bean Show. This is one I was not expecting to hear from a woman. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome. What's your deal breaker?
Hi. They can't own any cats. It drives me nuts.
A guy that owns cats.
Oh. Done.
Are you allergic? Are you allergic?
I'm not allergic. I'm just a dog person. My first blind date, the guy had not one cat, but two cats. And they're just staring at me, and they're curling around my legs.
Yeah, they're evil. Ugh. Cats are evil. Yeah.
Cats are not
they
evil.
Are. There's they nothing are. Wrong with
they
cats.
They look at you with the eyes of Satan. That's true. So even if it's a great guy who happens to be an animal lover, and animals includes cats, that's not good enough for you. There's no room for negotiation there.
The blind date, he was great. He owned his own house. He had his stuff together. He just couldn't do it. He had two cats that would stare at me and,
Okay.
Smart. All right, call.
Creeped out. Let's try Ryan, line 1 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ryan, thanks for dialing in. What's your deal breaker?
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? Lisa May.
Hi.
Hey, I had a date with this girl. She was a model, completely out of my league. I mean, just drop dead gorgeous, and she had hair on her nipples.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but let me just say, that is fixable.
That's very fixable.
It is completely fixable, but if she doesn't notice it, then I'm not going to,
She's not
looking down.
Okay, but so you're going to pass on a supermodel because, well, you didn't even try to bring it up?
No.
What's going on with all that hair on your nipples? Something like that?
She would have been horrified.
And completely beyond belief, and I couldn't move on. I got out of bed with her and left her.
Oh, my God.
So that means if you're on, like, Match.com or something, you have to put that officially in the qualities they cannot have. You must ask them. No hair on your nipples. Don't even respond if you do, right?
Exactly, yes.
No nipple beards, please.
Awesome. All right, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right, bud.
A quick break. Your call. What are your deal breakers? The smaller the better. 1-800-520-1067. We'll return on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Long distance is the wrong distance, Sue. Deal breaker. Mickey Rourke wants to take me camping.
Deal breaker, Jenna. God.
And I haven't seen my fiance in 7 months.
Siri, I have 2 words for you. Robot warning.
Okay, that catch base needs a little work.
Deal breaker.
Yeah.
Deal breaker indeed. That's what we're talking about on today's Kevin and Bean Show, 1-800-520-1067. Perhaps you are dating or thinking about dating someone who would otherwise looks like a pretty good match. But there's just that one thing. For instance, here's an email. I can't date a girl that isn't left-handed.
What?
Don't judge. It's just my thing.
How? What is the percentage of the population that's
left-handed? I don't know.
Like a quarter?
I don't know, but that seems stupid.
Wow.
Mark emails in, if she wears UGG boots, I'm out. Will not date anyone who wears UGG boots.
Come on.
Everyone wears them
That's
now.
Just not true. That guy is lying.
That's what he says.
If Megan Fox shows up in the Uggs, you go, oh, well.
Yes.
Yep, exactly. So anyway, that's what we're talking about. The smaller, the better. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, let's start with Jenna, because not all deal breakers are ill-advised. I think Jenna has one that I kind of agree with. Hi, Jenna. Welcome to the Kevin Devine Show.
Hi.
Hi there. What's your deal breaker?
So it's guys who wear Affliction t-shirts or Ed Hardy t-shirts.
Yeah, that's a warning.
Yeah. You're making the right choice there.
We disagree with you.
If they typically wear those kind of shirts, they generally have greasy heads, and their jeans are just, they have like that patchwork thing going on. It's just, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And they're douchebags, too. Let's not forget that. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's try Justin. He is on line 5 calling the Kevin Devine Show. Now we're getting into picky territory. Hi, Justin. Welcome to the show. What do you got?
I can't stand girls that have silver fillings in their mouth. It's too much of a slippery slope for me.
Silver fillings?
Okay, what do you think that's about?
I'd rather lick a porta potty seat than kiss a girl with silver fillings.
Just you like can't taste them. Princess.
Yeah, no. You can't taste them.
You no, can taste a porta potty seat, too.
No, you know, it was back in school. I had girls who'd come up and they'd be like, oh, can you fix it for me? And I'd go through and look at it and I'd find all kinds of other nastiness in there. And it just.
What do you mean, can you fix it for me? Well, how
wait, are you a dentist?
I am. And oh. What would happen is, as soon as I'd see it, it's like the slippery slope. It's like somebody comes in with a really bad cough, and next thing you know, you're dating somebody with AIDS. So,
Justin, aren't they just people who haven't gotten the old ones changed to the non-silver yet?
No, shouldn't have done it.
Shouldn't have done it.
There was a day when that's all you could get.
Well, those people should be put to death.
All right. Enjoy your life alone, Justin.
I'm glad to see a doctor who's able to keep it in perspective. Very well done. Thank you. That's fantastic. All right. Let's try, and I know we probably shouldn't go to Victor on line 7 because women everywhere will be hating on him, but we got to give him a shot. Victor, what is your deal breaker, please?
Stretch marks.
Okay, Victor,
stretch marks.
Most people have them when they grow from children to adults. So are we talking about terrible stretch marks?
Yeah, like stomach area, after pregnancy. After being pregnant. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I can't do it.
Right. Something they have no control over.
What about if you have a wife and then you guys have a baby or two? Right. Does it apply to her too?
Well,
she's
thank
out.
Thank God that my son's mom doesn't have one. Because I don't know what I'd do if she had them.
Yeah.
Your current one.
Yeah, I think our sexual life would be down the tubes.
Yeah. All right.
Well, don't ever have kids.
What about silver fillings? What about that?
Cool with silver fillings?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
You're cool with that.
You
okay.
You don't see those on a daily basis. So.
All right, Victor. Thank you.
Dear Kevin Devine, on the second date, he pulled a knife on me because I suggested using a different bowling ball. Deal breaker. Well, I mean, I think that's legit. I think if he pulls a knife on you.
Here's one from Matt 30 Rock.
If your man is over 30 and still wears a name tag to work, that's a deal breaker.
All right. I can see that.
That's funny.
What if he's an admiral in the U.S. Navy? They wear name tags.
I think that'd be okay then.
If your man collects action figures, that's a deal breaker?
Yeah.
All
really?
Right, I know
that's ridiculous.
A lot of those guys.
Somehow Ralph's still got a wife. All right. Let's try Liz on line 5. This is an interesting one. Hey, Liz. Welcome to the Kevin Devine Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hi.
Okay, so what drives me nuts is guys are in their late 20s or early 30s who still use the words homies, late, and I.
And that's most people, right?
And you're moving out of Southern California when?
Not anytime soon.
Really? But that's, you say it drives you crazy. It's not a deal breaker, though.
It kind of is.
The perfect guy comes along and he says homie once and you kick him to the curb?
Well, it's not just once. It's just, I'm going to hang with my homies. And
yeah, it's a habit. It's a habit thing that you hear all the time. Hey, I'm surprised that nobody has – that's a great call, by the way, Liz. Thank you very much. I'm surprised that nobody has called because there have to be people who cannot live with a person who has the constant you-knows or the constant likes. You know, those kinds of verbal tics that will drive you crazy if you spend too much time with that person.
Yeah, I don't know that people are that sensitive to that.
That would drive me nuts.
Would it?
Yeah.
I don't even notice it. And then Bean usually points it out and I go, oh, yeah, I didn't realize because that's kind of how everyone talks. Sounds to me, you know? You know what I mean? Like they say, like, all right, where do we want to go? Let's
I love Chris on line 7, because, again, the smaller the deal breaker, the more perplexing it is to the rest of us if the person is otherwise good. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show. What do you got?
Hey, how's it going? I actually hate top ponytails on women. Mm-hmm. The ones with the ponytails on the top of their heads.
Right.
They look ridiculous.
Right, okay, but that's fine. But, like, you meet the perfect girl, and you say, hey, that kind of drives me crazy, and she agrees to it, or you don't even talk to her.
I tell her to take it down because it looks stupid. I'd say, take it down or I will leave right now.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
That's the stand you need. That's the stand you should take as well. That's a good choice.
Who knew that a top knot would get that much hate? Wow. All right. Let's try.
Who knew it was called a top knot? More important.
It's called a top knot. Let's try Tiffany. You guys tell me if you think Tiff is legitimate online, too. Hi, Tiffany. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's your deal breaker?
Well, my deal breaker is men that are not circumcised. I'm totally serious about it, but every time I date a guy who isn't circumcised, it reminds me of Elf, and I just, I can't go on.
Elf, that puppet that used to be on the TV show in the 80s? Really?
That's, I swear.
That comes to your head?
I can't get it out of my head.
And wow.
Automatic deal breaker.
It's all right. Automatic for me, but boy, it puts you on the bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. It doesn't need much of a push.
It doesn't.
Yeah. I hear you.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's try,
Let's try Cindy.
Okay.
Because
all right. Let's try Cindy.
This is a Psycho Mike thing. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
What's your deal breaker?
Oh, guys with bad feet, that thick, crusty, cracked skin on their heels. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty
gross. You know, yeah, that's the kind of thing you don't find out either, though, at first.
Until they're, yeah, true.
You
yeah.
know, and then, so now you've dated them 3 or 4 times, you go, oh, look at those feet.
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
Do you ever try and send him for a pedicure?
No.
Nope, not even time for that.
All right.
I mean, ugh.
All right.
Whoa.
All right.
Thank you for the call. Interesting you say that about the feet. Here's an email from Travis. Dude, if a girl has bad knees, I'm out. I don't care if she's got Megan Fox's face and Katy Perry's boobs. I am done.
What are
damn
bad
crinkly,
knees?
Knobby-kneed broads.
At what point are you looking at knees?
I can't imagine that it would matter much what their knees look like, right?
No!
If a girl's knees are all bruised up, that's the type of girl
sure,
I want to get to know.
That's a good point. Thing. You should be looking for that, exactly.
All right, this is and just bizarre. See. Yeah, no kidding.
How do we
if
ever
your man has 7 cell phones but won't give you any of the numbers, that's a deal breaker?
Right.
If your man owns a diamond necklace that says open marriage, that's a deal breaker.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5 minutes till 9 o'clock.
Funny man Kevin Nealon joins us next hour on the Kevin
Abbey
Show.
Right. By the way, not right wearing your big pants.
That's not that's not Kevin Nealon.
Oh, no, sorry.
That's Kevin Nealon.
By the way.
Oh, that's right.
How do I know
I'm that? A different person being all John Hancock.
Okay. No, Kevin Nealon, completely different. He'll be joining us next hour. By the way, one quick PS on the deal breaker topic. Far and away, the number one deal breaker that's coming in on the email is guys with truck nuts.
Yeah.
Guys with die truck nut nation die is what the emails are that are coming in. Apparently, if you put those on your car, those little plastic testicles that hang on the back of your truck on your trailer hitch.
That.
Apparently, that's a deal breaker for a lot of ladies.
I mean, guys with massive nuts.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out.
No.
How to
get
those.
Thought I was in trouble.
All right, Ralph is here.
Nuts.
Time for
giant
the
pendulous testicles. Yeah, it's at the point now when I walk around the house just like in sweatpants without any underwear or something on.
Yeah,
they make a noise now banging against my legs.
Make a noise.
There's an actual noise that comes out of my pants. Yeah.
What material are they made out of? Are they iron? What are they? Honestly.
Yes, they're iron.
But they make noise.
I'm just saying.
All right. I'm just saying.
Truck nuts. By the way, Kevin Meaney that you bring up, he was on 30 Rock last week. You see him?
I didn't know.
They were in Boston doing the show from Boston.
Oh, I saw that.
And he plays one of these historical reenactment guys walk along the Freedom Trail and tell you stories about how freedom was made. And Tracy Morgan was going off on him about slavery. You own slaves, John Hancock, besides having the funniest name from the Revolutionary War period.
No, I didn't. I inherited my slaves.
Kevin Meaney, God bless him. I bring you bad news, people.
Uh-oh.
What?
You can't trust anybody anymore. You can't have any faith. You can't take it just a little moment and just smile and say, oh, isn't that great? Isn't that just a great little moment? Can't have that anymore.
What happened?
Remember the general from American Idol? Who gave Pants on the Ground guy?
Gave us the smash hit Pants on the Ground. Not Pants Off, Lisa. Pants on the Ground.
Right. Pants Off.
That was close.
That's Lisa's song, Pants Off. Pants on the Ground.
Yes.
Pants on the Ground, walking around with your pants on the ground.
Right. Yeah.
With your hat to the side and the gold in your teeth.
Yep.
Pants on the Ground.
Yep. Right.
Stole it.
What?
Stole that.
What?
Stole that song. Stole it.
That song existed before that?
Didn't exactly exist in that form, Kevin. But Pants on the Ground is obviously a ripoff of the 1996 song Back Pockets on the Floor, done by the legendary Green Brothers. Okay.
Are they suing, or how did this come out?
Gerald Green says he's upset that the American Idol wannabe has stolen their song, Back Pockets on the Floor, and turned it to Pants on the Ground. He wishes the general well, but he says he needs to know people need to hear their version, too, the original version. Here's Gerald Green of the Green Brothers. I brought you a little clip. Wait till you hear it. You'll realize that the general stole it. This is Back Pockets on the Floor. It's time to say no to the gangs and the drugs and the dress code.
How do you know this song?
It's time to say no to the gangs and the drugs and the dress code. Yeah! Get your pockets off the floor!
I see certainly a similarity there, but I think the general's Pants on the Ground is a way better song.
But it's obviously a ripoff of this song, is what we're saying.
Yeah, he stole it.
Right. The general stole the song.
He didn't make any money off it.
That's true.
But still, you see the general say, oh, isn't that cute? Old black dude on American Idol doing his anti-gang song.
Stole it.
He's a big thief. But he's not even a real general, by the way. I bet he hasn't even served in the army, let alone be a general.
That's a good point.
It's just disheartening, man.
It's a fraud.
You know what? You know, you hope that there's some moments in life that can be genuine, but no. Now, poor old Gerald Green's out there trying to tell people, hey, that's my song. The general did.
He should save Idol. This is what cursed the Vikings, man, because Brett Favre sang that tainted Pants on the Ground after their after they won that game. Now he's out.
Back pockets on the floor.
Yep.
I've got a song called My Nuts on the Floor. It's coming out.
It's very different.
Coming out soon.
Not the same.
Really? Remember I told you Tila Tequila was shopping around her sonogram photo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's already sold.
Highest bidder? What?
I was way behind on the story.
What?
I was a day late and a sonogram short. She had sold it already as of today to RadarOnline.com, the entertainment news website.
Okay.
They've got an exclusive interview and the photo of the sonogram of her gestational sac.
Okay.
You can see it right there if you go to that website.
Did you hear this, Ralph? A listener emailed us and said that she had read a story that Tila was being a surrogate mom for her brother and his wife.
I did not hear that. But I know this interview. Let me give you a couple quotes from the interview.
Okay.
I know the whole world is confused as to why I am pregnant. When I was still engaged to Casey, they wonder if I cheated on her. Well, while Casey and I were engaged, what the world doesn't know is that we talked a lot about our future. We talked about one of us getting pregnant so that we could have a baby of our own. So that is why I got pregnant. It was for Casey. Hmm. And now I am so devastated because she passed away. And now I have our baby in my belly, but she has passed away.
So this is a way for her to continue being in front of people claiming she's so hurt and upset.
I'm left alone now as a single mother without her.
Oh, dear.
I am crying right now just talking about it because this is something the public did not know.
Radar Online paid for that.
I will never forget her telling me, you're going to be the cutest pregnant girl in the whole world with your pink Teletubby pajamas. I love you so much, said my wife. As for the baby's father, well, that's a whole nother story that I would like to keep private.
She doesn't keep anything private.
Until she sells it to somebody else.
But all I can tell you is that, regarding the baby's father, he is definitely someone known and definitely someone in the entertainment industry.
Stop it. Just stop
I'm glad she's keeping that information private. So there.
How is she so hateable?
Tila ends the interview by saying, I know I will be the best mommy in the world.
Sure.
Oh, sweet Lord in heaven.
Yeah.
And lastly, Adrian Pasdar, star of Heroes, was arrested on DUI charges this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Apparently, he was driving at speeds of 90 miles per hour on the 405 freeway here in Southern California at 3 a.m. this morning.
Hey, man, what the hell is wrong with you, man?
California Highway Patrol pulled him over, smelled alcohol on Adrian, and had him do the walk of shame there along the side of the road. He wouldn't take the breathalyzer,
Right.
So they took him in, and he's being held on $15,000 bail, according to this story. So
don't freaking be like that, okay?
Why didn't he just fly home? Why did he have to drive? Because I've
he's
seen the
doesn't
dude
have
before.
Those powers. He's that's
I've
just
seen
a TV
it.
Show.
He just takes off,
right.
Phew, shoots
show.
Right off.
That's just heroes.
Amazing.
Just heroes, not real.
Anybody watching Heroes anymore?
No.
Even
no.
I'm off it.
No.
Are you off it?
Yeah,
wow.
I couldn't watch this past season.
All right.
Yeah, there's a circus in town now, and there's knife throwers and all kinds of
things. Hey, I don't know how I'm going to get up to speed for Lost, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do.
We
better start now, because we all have a lot of work to do.
I'm so far behind.
Are you watching Castle at all, speaking of TV shows?
No.
Boy, is that a good show.
No,
really
Human Target.
Enjoying it. Human Target is
that's
great,
That's a great
too.
Show.
Yeah,
new show. A lot of good television on these days.
Yeah.
Hazard's a bitch, though, by the way.
Why do you say Adrian Pastore's a bitch?
Because he beaned me twice in the celebrity baseball game before a couple of seasons ago when I got the chance to play in that celebrity.
So he
softball.
Did the right thing, is
he
what
hit
you're
you
saying?
Twice?
Twice.
Good for him.
All right, good
He's
on him.
He's a stud.
Straight to the back. Like, not.
Good
not,
on him.
Not
Did you
even,
charge the mound?
No.
Well, then who's the pussy?
But
that's what I'm saying.
Luke Robitaille told me I should. He's like, he did this on purpose.
Did you?
No.
Well,
then you're,
who's the bitch?
I didn't want to compromise
who's
the...
Adrian Pasdar's bitch is what
I didn't
I'm
want
asking.
To compromise the good name of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's a stop you before, ever.
Today's celebrity birthday is James Cromwell, 70 years old. Today, Mimi Rogers celebrates her 54th birthday. NFL commentator Chris Collinsworth, 51 years old. Alan Cumming. British star is 45 years old. Mike Patton of Faith No More is 42. And Patton Oswalt.
Woo!
Mike Patton and Patton Oswalt share the same birthday?
What are the chances?
Crazy.
If you took them into a lab and spliced their genes together, they'd be Mike Patton Oswalt.
That's true.
File. Wheel of Fortune category.
That's right. File.
Patton Oswalt's 41 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz big.
Kevin Nealon joins us in a few moments here on the Kevin Bean Show. Right now, though, a lot of news going on with American Idol. As you know, we haven't seen the first episodes yet of Ellen DeGeneres as a new judge, replacing Paula Abdul. Next year, American Idol is going to have to deal with replacing Simon Cowell. That has been all the talk ever since it was announced that this is going to be his last season as a judge on American Idol. A lot of names being talked about to replace him. That's got to be the toughest name to replace on the show.
Yeah, I would think it would be impossible.
Tommy Mottola is one name that's being bandied about. He used to run Sony Records. Remember, he used to be married to Mariah Carey. He's somebody that American Idol is apparently very, very interested in.
Right.
Yesterday, Ralph did a story that Jamie Foxx is somebody that they might be interested in. Academy Award-winning actor Jamie Foxx, who played Ray Charles in that movie, might be a judge. And now it's just going crazy. Now they're talking about all sorts of people maybe stepping into that seat.
Well, it's going to take somebody that really, really has something going on because Simon's the only thing that makes that show work, right?
Yeah, the other two are...
I don't
that
watch it, but it seems like he's the only thing of people trying to please
and
him
his,
is what that show's about.
His opinion is the one that you really respect.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently they're trying to figure out who to replace him with. And part of the reason is that he's going to be on X Factor, which is the follow-up show that he started in Britain.
Right.
That he's going to bring here, which is pretty much the same thing as American Idol, except for no age limit and it can be a group. Other than that, it's pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be a judge on that. So they need an A-lister. So we actually have some audition tapes. I don't know if you've seen these online, but there are several A-listers that are doing audition tapes to try and be a judge.
Oh, wow.
To replace Simon Cowell on American Idol. One.
Like who? Who are you talking about?
Is Harrison Ford.
Oh.
Well, I mean, he certainly brings, you know, star power. He's a big-time movie star.
Here's a little bit of his audition tape.
Hollywood.
So I don't think that's going to work.
I don't want to tell Fox how to run their network, but he doesn't seem like a good choice to me. I think he lacks the energy necessary to bring American Idol home.
What about Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh,
how about him?
Maybe he knows something about music. Yeah,
wouldn't you watch that? I would watch that show if he was a judge on it.
You make me just feel like crying.
You're singing. I mean, you come in the room and the singing, and the voice comes out of the hole in your face. I thought it was sound. It's gone and it's all insane. Sharon! She likes it in Hollywood!
Yeah, they would have to go as a couple, wouldn't they?
Yeah, he couldn't handle it on his own. Too confusing, too many bells and whistles and lights and cameras.
What about former James Bond? Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Him?
Really?
Celebrity Judge.
Okay.
American Idol, sure.
I got a thing for you and I'm not playing. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I was really quite impressed by that. I think you've got a lot of talent, mostly in your...
What?
In fact, could you do me a favor and lift your skirt up and sing out of your...
Oh, no,
I'd like
no.
to see you hit a high C.
That's not...
No. C for...
Okay, that's
oh,
not...
No! No, that's not what this show needs at all.
I don't think that'll...
You are listening to the Kevin O'Brien Show. Ralph Garman will be back with another look at the Showbiz Beat for you just in a second to hear. Kevin, during the record, was musing, hey, whatever happened to Weeds? Remember that show? That show was awesome. When's that coming back? And then we reminded him that we had a guy on the phone who we thought might know because Kevin Nealon calling in right now. Hey, Kevin, how are you, man?
Hey, Kev. How you doing, buddy?
Good. When's Weeds back?
Weeds is coming back in July. We start taping it in April.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Fant.
Is there more? I'm sorry.
Great to catch up with you. Kevin, always always great to hear from you. And I understand that you have heard that celebrities are getting a lot of press with doing charity lately, and you're trying to glom onto that bandwagon. Is that true?
I know. I couldn't get on the Haiti telethon. My agent, I guess, dropped the ball.
Wow.
So, you know, I didn't get that exposure, so I'm doing my own thing. I actually have a fundraiser I'm doing for a very good friend of mine who contracted metastatic squamous cell skin cancer, and it's in stage 4. And
that's you know, I'm sorry to be naive, but that's words I don't understand. Help me.
Yeah. If you think it's hard to say, just try to live that.
Yeah.
But it's a terminal cancer that they're trying to slow down through radiation.
Wow.
And so we're trying to help raise funds for him to pay for his radiation and get through this stuff. So we've got some great shows coming up. The Comedy Magic Club, February 2nd, this Tuesday, David Spade is performing.
Yep.
And then February 3rd, Howie Mandel. And I'll be with those guys, too. And then Chelsea Handler, February 4th, that's Thursday.
Wow.
Ray Romano, February 17th. You know Ray.
Yes.
Dana Carvey, March 2nd.
Are you going to be performing with all of these people?
All except for Chelsea Handler. I have to go out of town that day.
All right.
But if they want tickets, they go to comedymagicclub.com, and those will be available later today.
Wow, those are some pretty big names.
Yeah, those are big names at a great club. If I ever get sick, Neil, and I am calling you, man, this is a pretty sweet deal that you will go out there and, you know, and basically raise money for somebody. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, I always put myself in that position. I think, God, what I feel like if I was in that position. And, you know, it can happen to anybody, actually.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's important to visit your dermatologist. That's my PSA for today.
Is
dermatologist every 6 months at least. And because Kev, you are a very light skin complexion.
I am, yeah.
For a black man.
Very light.
So,
yeah.
Someone like you should live at the dermatologist.
Just get a room there.
Yeah, you really should.
All right.
Well, Kevin has often said many, many times over the years. He said, you know, like when something like Coachella is coming up, he's like, look, I can go, but I have either blazing bright white or blazing bright red. Those are the only two colors that I have to choose from for my skin if I go out.
There's no tan for me. That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I'm either super white or sunburn. That's it. That's all I got. So you're saying that's good or bad for me, Mr. Nealon?
I'm saying it's neither as long as you wear sunblock.
Okay.
And wear a lot of shirts and hats. And stay in a cardboard box when you go out in the sun.
Okay, I'll try and do that.
But yeah, this is going to be great. It's not often that any of these people play in locally in like Hermosa Beach. This is where the Comedy Magic Club is, and we had Todd Glass on the show too, and myself, and a magician, and it's going to be unbelievable.
Sounds
good.
It
does sound like a really good run of shows. And again, it starts on Tuesday, February 2nd, which is this coming Tuesday, by the way. I won't be at because Lost premieres that night. So I'm sorry I'll have to miss it, Mr. Nealon.
Wow.
But well, comedy.
You could TiVo the show at the Comedy Magic Club.
That's a great idea.
You can TiVo that?
Yeah, you can TiVo live comedy now.
I didn't realize that.
I like it. That's at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. KevinNealon.com will have that information, or you can go to comedyandmagicclub.com and help raise money for Big Joe. Guy with a nickname like Big Joe. Sounds like the kind of guy you want to help out. That's what I'm saying.
He is Big Joe. If you go to friendsofbigjoe.com, you'll see a picture of him, friendsofbigjoe.com. But to get tickets, you go comedyandmagicclub.com.
Fantastic. Sounds great,
good.
Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, you guys.
No worries. Looking forward to having you in again. Well said.
Thank you.
Too much information and man.
No, just the Kevin and Bean Show here for a Wednesday. Ralph Garman joins us for one more look at the Showbiz Beat, what's going on in Hollywood.
They really are the perfect couple. Charlie Sheen's wife, Brooke Mueller, is now in rehab. Sources tell Entertainment Tonight that she is undergoing
drug and alcohol rehab at a center in North Carolina. They do good work in North Carolina, by the way. Trust me, if I'm going someplace to not drink, it wouldn't be North Carolina. Because if I was stuck in North Carolina, all I would want to do is just get effed up.
Yeah.
Because I would be stuck in North Carolina.
That does seem bad.
Apparently, Brooke was recently treated at an L.A. hospital, but not for drug and alcohol addiction, but for an infection related to oral surgery.
Giggity!
And now apparently she's trying to get clean, and Charlie's messed up, and they got kids and stuff.
It's a disaster.
By the way, I don't know if you saw it yesterday. The only reason I did is because my wife was watching, and I was walking through the room there. But Denise Richards, Charlie's previous wife.
XX, yeah.
Was on Oprah Winfrey.
Did not.
Talking about how great her relationship is now with Charlie. As she went to go forward and hold court on their entire relationship and talk about how things broke down. And I said, well, so much for that healthy relationship. I'm sure Charlie won't be too happy that you're on Oprah talking about him.
No, she's not smart.
No, but she's another attention whore.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on in the Charlie Sheen household. Adrian Pasdar, star of Heroes, was arrested on DUI charges this morning.
That's a shame. He was busted early this morning driving 90 miles an hour on the 405 freeway here in Southern California. About 3 a.m., Chip pulled him over and smelled alcohol on his breath, and next thing you know, in the Hooskow, in the Gray Bar
Ralph,
Hotel.
I gave up on Heroes after the second season when it got unwatchable. But did his character ever become president of the United States? I know he was heading in that direction at one point.
No, but he did get murdered, and then they brainwashed Siler, who was now a ship shapeshifter, into becoming Nathan Petrelli and staying as that form in thinking that he still was Nathan Petrelli.
Maybe that's when they lost me.
But he was a governor or a senator or something.
He was
at that
a senator.
Time,
he
right?
was a senator.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then Siler, and then he was murdered, and then Siler was forced to become him and forget that he was Siler and think he was Nathan while he was impersonating him.
Okay.
But then his memory came back and he realized he was Siler and he stopped being Siler.
So I made Nathan. The right choice getting off, is what you're saying.
No, it was strong. Up until this season, then they lost me. Because then
and that's
there's like
the polar bear and the smoke
now.
Monster
there's
and everything.
There's a sideshow full of hero freaks and stuff's going on and. It's just bad news.
Too confusing?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I'm just thinking about Heroes now.
Okay.
No, I'm just confused.
Now you're bummed?
Yeah, I'm just bummed. I am bummed. Avatar star Sam Worthington.
And his dog Spot.
File.
Are currently talking to Universal Pictures about rebooting the Dracula franchise. Or franchise, depending on what country you're in. Dracula Year Zero is the name of the project, and Universal is apparently in talks with the Avatar star to see if he is willing to pick up the cape, as it were, and become the new Dracula.
What's the real title? What's the actual title?
It's Dracula Year Zero.
Right, but I mean,
yeah,
they change it to the real one, it's going to be
Year Zero. See, here's the thing. I don't know if they're going to play traditional Dracula, which is him in the castle, you know, inviting people in and biting necks and whatnot.
Right.
Or they're going back to, like, the Vlad the Impaler beginning of Dracula, because, you know, he's centuries old.
Right.
You know, if you go back to the original Dracula, maybe that's what they mean by Year Zero. They're going to show him being, you know.
Becoming?
Like, becoming a vampire or something. I don't know.
All right.
But either way, I think it'd be an interesting choice because he's a very intense actor.
And I think he could pull it off. I still love that, was it the Bela Lugosi Dracula? Was that the big Universal hit from the 30s or whatever?
That was the classic one, yes.
Still a great movie. Still holds up today.
Blah.
Not seen that.
You've never seen the original Dracula?
No.
It's too old for him.
It is. That's true. What am I thinking?
Because they had the Frankenstein, Kevin, and then the Dracula, and they had the werewolf, and they had the mummy. They did them all. I mean, they're the classic versions of all of those movie stories were told during that that period.
Yeah, I know.
The children of the night, what sweet music they make. That's where that all comes from. That's where that voice comes from. Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
Bela Lugosi's dead. That's what I've heard.
I've heard that too.
Yeah. Well done.
File? No file?
Thank you. No file.
I get to well done?
File. No file.
All right.
Harrison Ford says that he absolutely plans on staying in the film industry.
Excellent.
He is not retiring, ever.
He's got too much energy. That's why.
He says he loves making movies. He has no plans to scale back at his tender age of 67 years old. And says he feels most useful in front of the cameras. That's when he feels like he's really doing what he was meant to do.
Yeah.
After the box office success of Extraordinary Measures, though, is he willing to do it for a lot less money?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Look, if he puts on the fedora again, Indiana Jones.
Who buys him in that role anymore?
It made a lot of money, that movie. It made a lot of money. And celebrities are doing their part for Haiti, as we know. Two more have stepped forward. Lindsay Lohan!
Oh, thank God.
Is apparently doing her part for the Haiti relief effort. She's donating the profits from one of her fashionable choices of her designer leggings. If you buy the legging called The Fame, which is a sassy metallic legging,
right,
proceeds from those sales will go to the Haiti recovery effort.
What if they buy something else? I just wanted... You're great. What if they buy anything else? No? Nothing for that?
No, just this one particular legging. This is the one she is donating the profits from. So if you go to her collection and buy The Fame, it's called. It's a silver lamé legging.
All right.
All the proceeds from that particular legging, it's one of her best sellers, will go to Haiti relief.
Okay.
Lindsay also said she is also donating a portion of her blow budget every month to Haiti relief.
Now that
should build a few hospitals, really.
It's good.
When you think about it. Also, Jessica Simpson is doing her part. She is trying to get 50,000 pairs of her shoes, her Jessica Simpson shoes, donated to earthquake victims, which I'm pretty sure they're all high heels.
I was going to say,
which I don't think really will help the people trying to walk through the rubble in Haiti.
You don't think high heels are what they need
I'm
there?
I'm pretty sure that's not going to be.
This is her brand?
She's got
of
her
shoe?
Own line of shoes, yes. She's trying to get 50,000 pairs of shoes donated to the earthquake victims. She has teamed up with a company, a charity rather, called Souls for Souls. S-O-L-E, soul,
sure.
For S-O-U-L, soul.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's a program, and she is trying to donate 50,000 pairs of her shoes.
They're not running shoes, though. They're not
I don't believe
workout
so.
Shoes.
I'm pretty sure they're 7-inch stiletto heels.
Yeah, that sounds misguided.
I want to see a bunch of dudes in Haiti walking around in stiletto heels. That's all I know.
Little kids.
It would make the tragedy a lot more tolerable, because it would just be funny.
That's true. That would make
sure
it funny.
You'd be starving, and there wouldn't be any clean water and stuff. But still, you could look at some dude in stiletto heels, and that would be funny.
A little chuckle.
Exactly.
Well, she certainly has her finger on the button of what the people of Haiti need right now.
Yes. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Patton Oswalt, one of our favorite comedians, is 41 years old today. Mike Patton,
woo!
From Faith No More, is 42 years old today. Actor Alan Cumming, who you may know from Spy Kids. He was the Nightcrawler in the X-Men films. Apparently, he has been cast as the Green Goblin in the Broadway musical Spider-Man that The Edge and U2 have written the music for. That production has been pushed back in terms of its debut, but apparently he is stoneball with that project. So, and you know the Green Goblin, of course, not to tell you guys, because we've been through this before.
Has a weakness of yellow.
No, that's the Green Lantern.
Oh, okay.
The Green Goblin, Spider-Man's arch nemesis,
right.
Hurls stun pumpkins.
Whoa,
right.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that's
good. I'm looking forward to seeing that on the Broadway stage.
Yeah. And his assistant, Kato, works
no,
with him,
that
right?
would be the Green Hornet. That's the new Seth Rogen movie. Come on.
Stun pumpkins,
you guys
saying.
Really need a tutorial in all things comic book.
We don't, though.
Bridget Fonda is 46 years old today. And what? NFL commentator Chris Collinsworth is 51 years old. NFL sometime commentator. He works on the NBC NFL broadcast. Keith Olbermann also. A broadcaster on MSNBC. He is 51 years
he's
old.
He's lost his mind, too, right?
He's gone. Crazy. He's
crazy,
gone,
right?
He's gone bye-bye. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody gets more worked up over nothing more often than he does. Everything to him is the ultimate insult.
Is it the end of the world?
You know what? Everything can be just outrageously inflammatory. Because once it is, then everything loses its impact. You know, you can't get furious about everything. You've got to pick your spots.
He does seem like an angry old man in a nursing home who's just shouting at the orderly, you know, instead of being on a television show. But that's
foams at the mouth constantly.
Wow. You serve no good. You serve no God. You inspire only stupidity and hatred. And I would wish you to hell.
And that's him talking to his producer. I mean, it's really out of control.
All right, Mom, I got to go.
Yeah. He's got a segment on his show, every show, called The Worst Person in the World.
He does.
That just goes to show you where his head's at. Not everybody could be the worst person in the world.
Everybody gets a shot, though.
Yeah, exactly.
In his world.
Mimi Rogers, actress and the original Mrs. Tom Cruise, is 54 years old today. James Cromwell celebrates his 70th birthday. Very talented stage and screen actor. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new program for you. We have comedian Joe Rogan. Nice. UFC announcer as well in the studio.
Joe Rogan, everybody. Joe needs to smoke more pot.
Ralph needs to drink more alcohol.
What? How dare you?
Also, why won't Modest Yahoo leave me alone? Highlights of American Idol. The Bad Singers. The last one? Is this the last one? Because
no.
When they get good, we're out.
This may be the last audition, actually,
yeah,
now that I think of it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bad one.
And what happened when Bob Dylan went to the White House and Mexican Superstitions? All tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Kat Corbett's up next. She's got the 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. I am not familiar with Jesus Stole My Girlfriend, but that is the name of a song that she is going to be playing. Has anyone heard that? Jesus Stole My Girlfriend?
Mm-mm.
All right. Let's stick around and find out what that's all about. Also, Nirvana, Muse, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Amberlin, and more. It's all right after this on K-Rock.